You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listen to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our cup today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Box Baseball. It's now for the DCA Image Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame from UBMC Park. We're going to get for the finale of this six-game series between the Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from Pennsylvania. This is the biggest of the series so far, as Bowie has won three of the five games this week. If can't pick up the win today, then we'll be where we started on Tuesday with the two teams tied for first Southwest Division. Bowie comes today with just the one-game lead and came up big with another come-from-behind yesterday and another late-game performance. Bowie trailed 1-0 after the fifth inning and really only had one hit until the sixth inning. They finally strung together a couple of base runs, and Haskin picked up a critical high single. Bowie never had to look back and eventually piled on seven runs in its final four innings of play. So big opportunity for the Bay Sox here. Try and get it done again. Just set up for the numbers. Bowie comes in for number 125 in the season. 62-62 record on the year. 63-62. They're on a winning streak and 7-3 over their last 10. Bowie is 28-34 on the road. Erie comes in for game 126. They're 74-1. A one-game losing streak for Erie, 5-5 over their last 10. In the second half, Bowie is 30-20. That's the best record in the Eastern League, while Erie is 35-21. Erie's still just one game out of first place, while Akron sits in third at 30-25. They're five games out of first place. Altoona back and forth, six games out at 29-20. So with 13 games, including today, left to play in the regular season, still plenty available up in the air. The Bay Sox need to make sure that they can build their ground and not have to rely on the way other games might square off. The matchup sees Chance Kirby for Erie while Brennan Hanafy to start for the Bay Sox. Hanafy is making his second start of this series while Kirby is still just his first. The Seawolves have switched to a man rotation.
And I could root them today because Kirby, he has been with pitchers in the Eastern League this season. It was a slow climb up for the right-hander organization drafted out of the University of Texas at San Antonio in 2018. He was handed mostly relief roles at the start of the year. Shifted back into the rotation around mid-May. No issue in terms of the especially no change in his numbers. His 0.52 ERA leads the unqualified pitchers, and he has two good outings against Erie, one of them a decision, the other one a win. In total, allowed just one earned run in 11 innings, and that was a solo home run to Christopher Cespedes this ballpark. So we may need to rely on that long ball again if they want to win. I don't necessarily see that happening. Kirby allowed 11 home runs in 110 innings. While Brendan Hanafy gets the start of the Bay Sox, his second start this week. His start against Erie on fine. He fired things and allowed four runs. It was really just swing that hurt him, and that's kind of been for Bowie in a couple of these games this week. He gave up a three-run home run to Gage Work in the fourth inning after Hanafy allowed two batters to reach safely and then Workman. So as long as he can early work with the get some first pitch strikes, that's really what's going to tell the story of this Hanafy. The first pitch strike ratio to make or break the kind of day that he has. We've got plenty to PCA Imaging Systems pregame show we take now. And when we return, we take a look back onto the week that was in baseball, as we do every Sunday, a nice little recap with some of the key highlights, 5 days. We're back with more listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription on site, and most major insurance accepted. For routine illness injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the names.
Patient First, proud partner of ASOX, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhead Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ball trivia. Playing is free and easy on any device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to find more prizes, including the grand prize, 10 championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun at Caught in a Rundown.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's brace or Invisalign aligners, anyone can smile they've always wanted with our flexible paint options. With two of the country's orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smile.com today and book your free. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Keeping it going with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from BMC Park in Erie. We're getting ready for the finale of this game series between the Bay Sox and the Seawolves. Matt Sabat is with you on a bit of a cloudy Sunday here in Erie, but hey, so you know what that means. We're going to recap what that was in Bay Sox base through how this series has gone in full. So back in time, the faraway land, August 30th, a very fun ballpark. Had a little bit of rain early, and clear skies following that. Did Bowie come in riding high? They elected a walk-off win, a two-run by Colton Cowser, to take down a curve and pick up a series win 4-2. And after Cowser and Ortiz got the call up to play Norfolk, the load was shifted on Norby, and boy, did he deliver. Pitch, and Norby crushes it. Deep field, Cabrera's back at the warning track, and this one is gone! Connor Norby says, his 13th home season, another first asked, and Bowie leads 1-0. Well, the base would have that 1-0 lead for only a short time, because in the bottom of the second, Erie would game, and in the bottom of the fourth, Workman smacked a three-run home run off of Hanafy to give the Seawolves a big lead, but Connor Norby again in the fifth. First pitch, Connor Norby is swung on and cracked out left center field. Meadows is running back away. He's out of room. It's gone! Connor Norby says goodbye. His third multi-home run game. A go-ahead run shot in the fifth. It leads 5-4. Bowie would eventually push ahead top of the ninth inning after Erie would come to the game at 5. A leap double by Cody Roberts, and then two wild pitches by relief. No, one pushed Roberts to third, and the other one brought Roberts home as Bowie would win the game 6-5, take a one-game lead in Southwest Division standings. Briggins Day as the Bay Sox were trying to make it row to start the series, and three in a row. Bowie, while they went down top of the first, got a great start for Popovich. Left-hander tossed 6 of one-run ball, and in the second, they really got a good offense going against the Seawolves' Brainerd. Contact is really that. The 2-2.
Swinging a line drive, third baseline. That one touches down for a fair ball, and Mayo will score. Roberts to third. Does he get the wave? No, he'll be held up. But it's an RBI double for Elk, and the Bay Sox have second and third with no one out and a 1-0 lead.
It would eventually become a second inning for Bowie, and in the third, they bases with none out to knock her from the game. They weren't able to get anything, though, for the firsters out of the reliever Bubba Derby. Toby Welk hit into a force out the plate, and Andrew Dashbach stringing. So it came on to Zach Watson with bases still loaded and a tight count with two outs. Watson delivered.
Here, the 2-2. Swinging a high fly out toward right center field. Gap, Cabrera and Meadows running, backing up, and it's off the warning track and the wall. One run scores. Here comes Roberts. Mayo is around, and now Welk is down. Three RBI double. Zach Watson clears the bases and makes it 6-0 Bowie.
So a bases clearing double really came open, and the Bay Sox were able to run from there. Toby Welk polished it up. Big home run late in the night.
Next to Toby Welk here is skied out toward left field. This one's headed out against the wall. Myers looks, it goes. Toby Welk, goodbye. His fourth home of the season. A solo blast. Seventh, and Bowie leads 9.
The Bay Sox weren't done first. Still, they eventually won 15-5, a massive win for on a season's high 20 hits. That was a big one, and it looked like Bowie might be able to keep some of that momentum into Thursday's game when Connor Norby stepped up and did it again in the first inning.
He fires pitch, and Norby drills it out to right center field. Meadows runs back. He looks up, and there it goes. Connor Norby says goodbye. His 15th run of the season. Yet another inning blast, and Bowie leads nothing. That is the third time in fives that Connor Norby has homered in the first inning.
He has 6 home runs in the first inning this season with Bowie. That's already top for the most in the Eastern League this year. Problem would be that Erie would get a home run of their own. Gage Whitman went yard in the bottom of the first to take a... And later on, just batters later, Justin Armbruster having a time working around a walk and a stolen base. Dane Myers made it possible for Erie to win this one.
The payoff to Myers. Driven high and deep to right. Haskins back at the wall. There it goes. 2-run home run for Myers. The inning for Erie, and it's 3-1.
Well, Armbruster was able to settle from there. He did not allow another hit and actually retired the final 7 bats he faced. Meanwhile, Bowie relievers only allowed 1 final hit through the remainder of the game. Erie only had 3 hits. Bowie had 6 hits. Still ended up on the wrong end of it. 2, the final on Thursday. Brings us on to Friday, and the bent down scoreless in the first against hot starter Ty Madden, who eventually struck out 7 batters. While Garrett Stallings was working in the second of a good start, he was victim to the hard heavy of Quincy Naporti.
Naporti golfs one out toward deep left center. Haskins running back. He looks up, and there it goes.
That was the 29th season for Naporti, Stallings' top franchise record by allowing 26 home runs. That's the most since Josh Towers also allowed 26 in 1999. But the Bay Sox weren't out of it. In the 7th inning against Moreno, Toby Welk stepped up big to RBI double.
And Welk lines it out toward deep left in the alley. This will touch down for a base tie the game. Prieto score. Here comes Roberts around. He'll score. 2 RBI double for Toby Welk. And it's 3-3. Here...
After Jensen Elliott ran into Myers and allowed a solo home run in the bottom of the 8th, Bowie was lost again. They did not get anything in the top of the 9th despite the bases with no one out. They lost 4-3. Brings us on to Saturday night, and while both teams were held scoreless over the first 2 innings, it was Erie ahead in the top of the bottom of the 3rd. Bryant Packard hit a solo home run on McDermott to start the frame, but was scoreless and held nearless over the first 5 innings by Wilmer Flores. But after Flores allowed the base runner on a pair of errors, not his fault, then he hit Connor. He was lifted from the game. Gobi made down a bunt single to load the base, and while Bowie trailed just 1 following that Packard home run, Hudson stepped up and suddenly gave Bowie
2 outs for a tying run. First pitch, and Haskin lines it to center field for base hit. This will score 1 as her ice comes down. Norby gets the wave around. Here comes the throw. There's no throw as it's cut off. A go-ahead RBI single for Hudson Haskin, and the Bay Sox lead 2-1-6.
A critical hit there for Bowie. They eventually had 2 more runs in the 7th inning. Errol Hernai stepped up for his double-A bomb.
By the new rules, and the home plate umpire missed that call, but his hammers one to deep left field anyway. Runs back. He looks up at the wall, and it's gone! Darryl Hernai says goodbye! His first die home run is a 2-run blast here in the 7th, and Bowie leads 2!
Bay Sox would eventually have more runs in the ninth inning and win 7-2. So on the week, they have 3 wins, 2 losses. They took their 4th win and take this important series with the Seawolves onto a 2-game advantage into the final 12 games of the year. But we've still got the first of the final 13 to play, and that's coming soon. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for first pitch and all play-by-play. More to come. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Club members get access to special member-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Head over to BaySox.com to sign up kids, so don't miss out on all the promos at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, now at BaySox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or VAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things, you live in the D.C. area, the Steamsters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship is the best choice for you. For information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services, PestNow. You can reach us at 302-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, back one final time here to UPMC Park, and ready to wrap up the DCA Imaging Systems show. Matt Sabatis with you. Series between the Bay Sox and the Erie Seawolves. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups briefly. Starting with Erie, it'll be injured Gage Workman to follow, then Parker Meadows, Tino Porti, Dane Myers, Dylan Cabrera, and then Trey Crew Packard. If you can believe it, near a single change in their starting lineup. 1-9, is the order is the same. Defensively, positioning is the same. The Bay Sox did make a few changes. Darren Eyes still leads off. Hudson Haskin jumps to 2, while Connor Norby's going to get the day off. Zach Watson will be in center field, batting 3rd. That should be fun. Welk's at 3rd base. Cesar Prieto at 2nd. Toby Welk will be in left field. Maverick back into the lineup for his first time to the injured list back in the Altoona series. Eliminated hitter, while Andres Angulo catches, and Andrew Dashbach will be at 1st. Chance Kirby versus Hanafy today as the Bay Sox try to make a dent against the league's best. We've got first pitch and all play coming your way soon. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Sky Shooter Display ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fires following Bay Sox games all song. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays, two traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed play, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us 70-328-1361 or visit us online at ypyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, document security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give DCA a call, 301-571-0021, or find more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, off technology made easy.
Field of Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one. Enjoy a number of exclusive benefits, including flexible exchange, discounts on suite rentals, spec access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to .com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechs. And now, love the ballpark. It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to go from UPMC Park. It's the finale of this 6-game series between Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bucks. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from Sylvania. And as Chance Kirby warms on the mound for the Seawolves, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox, that hill piece looks like this. Leading off shortstop, you've got Daryl Hernandez, followed by Haskin in right field, batting second. Hudson in center field bats third. Kobe Mbase bats fourth. Cesar Perez is the second baseman, batting fifth. Toby Welkin field bats sixth. Maverick Handel, designated hitter, he bats seventh. Andres will catch today and bat eighth. And H-Bach is at first base, closing out the Bay Sox are the AA of Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Kahn, DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Keller. Ken is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield are the athletic trainers. Is 63-62 on the season, 36-20 in the second half. That's the best record in the Eastern League. They are on a one-game winning streak and have secured three of the five games in this series so far. Again, their lineup features Daryl Hernandez, Hudson Haskin, and Zach Watson, Mayo, Cesar Prieto, and Toby Well, Maverick Handley, Andres Ngun, Andrew Dashbach, all to face off hander Chance Kirby on the mound. Cloudy day here in Erie, not too wind to speak of. The UPMC Park, 328 feet on the line to right field, 317 on the line to left field, 400 feet to center, 356 to left, 67 to right center. As Dyes digs in, a 174 average and 1 OPS, just in 5 games, double A. He has 1 home run, came yesterday, with already 6 runs batted in. Struck out 7 times, has not drawn a walk here with the Bay Sox. As Kerr grabs the rosin bag with his back to home plate facing the outfield, he climbs the hill, kicks a little bit of dirt out of his, puts the rubber. Right-hander peers and eyes and holds ball behind waist, comes up and comes set at the waist. He's ready to offer, and the first on its way home is a fastball smoked out field in the corner. Cabrera ranging toward Fattori, crosses into the Bowie bullpen and catch. Hernandez is out in foul territory on the first pitch, and we're underway at 1:30 p.m. on a 75-degree okay here in Erie. Rest of the fence for Erie, you've got Dane Myers left field, Parker Meadows in center, and Dane right. Trey Cruz is at third, Gage Workman at short, Andrew now at second base, and Quincy Naporti at first. Kler is the catcher behind the plate for Chandler Mound. As Hudson Haskins to bat, a 269 average and an 8th pass in 100 games. First pitch to him is a fastball called for strike top half of the zone at 93. It's nothing in 22 doubles and 3 triples for half. 14 home runs, 54 runs. But we have a big win last night. Avoid losing the series. Actually, the 0-1 pitch, Haskins swings and misses, speed outside. It's nothing in 2. Bowie trailed 1-0 through the 5th. They only had 1 hit through the 5th inning, but they piled on 7 runs, mostly against the Erie bullpen, to win 2, take their 3rd game of the series, a chance to win the 6-game series. 0-2 pitch to Haskins, bounced past the mound, a slow roll to the mound, scooped by the shortstop Workman, and defers just in time. Beat out Haskin by a step, and there's 2 away. Umpiring crew for today's game, you've got Tom Fornarola at this, Matt Carlian is chief, he's at first, and Jae Young Kim is calling the balls and strike behind home plate. Zach Watson in for Bowie, 79 average and a 541 OPS in 82 games for the right hander this season, 10 doubles and 2 triples, 7 runs, 27 runs in. First pitch to him, and it's a liner foul, third base side, nothing in 1 to start. This is the highest in the lineup Watson has hit all season. He had hit in the 4 slot, cleaning twice this year. 3 5th, most of his appearances among the bottom 3, 7, 8, and 9. And it's his first time batting 3rd all season. But he's had a successful series, so why not? The 0-1 pitch. And wings through a low curveball at 79. It's nothing in 2. Chance Kirby, a 5'11", 165-pound, 7-year-old right-hander from San Antonio. 25th round draft selection team from the University of Texas at San Antonio. As he foots the first base side of the rubber out of the stretch. Rests the glove on his front, peers down, and now uprights. Holds set at the waist. And each to Watson. Misses out. It's a ball and 2 strikes. We're scoreless here in the first inning. Bases empty, 2 away. Kirby is 8-3 on the season with a 2.52 ERA. That's the Eastern League among qualified pitchers. He has 110 in thirds innings. The watch. Watson bounces it hard, deep in hole to third, past the third baseman, Pickman at short, and he fires in time. That was a good recovery by Work. Cruz nearly ruined that play for him. The Bay Sox go down in order here in the first. 8 pitches by Chance Kirby. First coming up, we're scoreless. Erie, come on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your plumbing project calls for a job done and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 in D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs sick jobs done well, you need Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit Local5Plumbers.org. That's Local5Plumbers.org.
At Lumina South, we want you to feel your best.
This is time to catch up on your annual health screening. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Doctors Community Medical Center or one of our primary care offices in your hood. At Luminous Health, you are the VP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bowie Bay Sox went down in order on just pitches in the top of the first inning, so it'll be on Brendan Hanafy here in the first inning to try and make sure he can unleash that start. From UPMC Park, so glad you're joining as Brendan Hanafy warms on the mound for the Sox. The starting lineup for the Erie Seawolves he'll face looks like this. Case, you've got Andrew Navagato, followed by Gavin the shortstop batting second. Parker Meadows bats third, while Quincy Naporti at first base up. Dane Myers is in left field fifth, Dylan Dingler the catcher sixth, in right field seventh, Trey Cruz at eighth, and Brian Packard is the D batting ninth. Erie is the AA Detroit Tigers. They are 74-51 in the season and 34-21 in the second half. Gabe Allen is their manager. Again, the Erie is Navagato, Workman, Meadows, Naporti, Dingler, Cabrera, Cruz, Packard, all to face off against Brennan Hanafy. And Hanafy fires a called strike in the upper inside corner to Navagato, one to start. 263 Navagato this season with a 781 OPS, four games. Next offer is bounced foul to third, and it's quickly to two. 15 doubles and for Navagato, 14 home runs, 5 runs batted in. He's a season against the Bay Sox specifically. Two pitches popped up. Out to shallow left, a long run down Welk. Hernais makes the wave, but well off at the last second, he dives, makes the catch. Hernais was backed up to field that ball, but Welk was screaming for him to call off. And Welk fortunately made sure that he didn't waste that call. I guess you can put a star on your scorecard because Welk really had to go far for it. The rest of the defense for Bowie. Toby Welk in left, of course. Then Zach Watts in center. And Hudson Haskin is in right field. The rest in a second as Gage Workman steps back. First pitch home to him. And watches a fastball miss up and away. 1-0. Gio is at third base. Daryl Hernais. Cesar Prieto at second. And Andrew Dabok is at first. Andres Angulo in the plate for Brendan Hanafy on the mound. 1-0 pitch to Workman. Ball misses up and away again. It's two balls and no strikes. 228 Workman, a 710 OPS in 15 games. 27 double triples, 14 home runs, 66 RBI, the 2-0. Fastball again, just skims, two flipping away, three balls and no strikes. Against the way that Erie has structured their lineup for the series, they put three of the best batters, Bay Sox specifically, at the top. The 3-0 ball right down Broadway, and it's 3-1. Navagato is hitting 341 against the Bay Sox. Workman at the plate now is 100. Parker Meadows is hitting 67, which is a shade better than overall. The 3-1 is cracked in the air. Foul ground, left side, potentially for Mayo at third, but it looks like going to get out of play. Touches down on the concourse, and it runs the count full. Brendan Hanafy, 6'5", 215-pound, 20-year-old right-hander from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Fourth-round draft selection back in 2018. On the season for Bowie, he's gone 2-1 with a 5.28 ERA in 8 games, all-star. As he fires the 3-2 to Workman, and it's called strike three for inside corner, and Workman is instantly voicing his frustration. Going to be in for a long day. I do view that for you. Sides have not had a kind thing to say about this umpiring as Hanafy logs his first strikeout, and it's been just about on all of them, regardless of which one is calling the ball strikes. As Parker met in, first pitch to the left-hander, and it's 1-0 to start. Bowie is in it, orange jerseys today. Black block Bowie arced across the front side. Gray pant cap. Erie is in their alternate yellows today with the black Erie in blocks on the front. White can't, well, black cap. Next pitch into Meadows, mounting inside, and it's 2-0. Meadows is hitting 65 and 815 OPS in one games. 17 doubles, 6 triples. The 2-0 pitch to him is fouled to the screen, and it's 2-1. Meadows has home runs, 3 of them against Bowie. 43 runs batted in. Score in the bottom of the first inning as Bowie trying to win their second consecutive series. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball skims in low again, and it's one strike. It was an 8-pitch first inning Kirby. Hanafy is up to 4 pitches now with this next offering. As he fires the 3-1, and it's cracked on a line to right center. This one will split the gap and head to the wall. Meadows will head to second base, where it's picked up in center and skin. But a two-out double for his 18th of the season puts runner in scoring for Erie here in the first inning. Hanafy is second start this week against the Seawolves, and many a time that does lead to some trouble as you're practically facing a lineup a fourth time through, then a fifth, and maybe even a sixth. And Anafee was off to an okay start Tuesday when he faced Erie, but walked about one out in the second and gave up a two-out RBI double. As Quincy bats here, with a runner at second and two away. Pitch into the right-hander, and Naporti watch called strike. Fastball hits the corner, it's nothing and one. 71 average for Naporti and 888 OPS. 100 games played. He leads the league with 3 home runs and with 83 RBI. The 0-1 pitch. And Naporti watches changeup miss inside. Look close. It's a ball on strike now. Naporti also has 23 doubles. Anafee's start on Tuesday really got out of fourth inning, and that's what kind of neat the rest of his day. Touch on it in a second as he hits the fire of the 1-1. Here it comes. And a miss. Curveball well low, and it's a ball and two strikes. Because around that RBI double, only allowed the one hit over three. But then in the fourth, he gave up Slock, three-run home run, just the frame. Workman hit the bomb. Here's the 1-2. Just a piece off of the catcher's mask. It goes back into the Bay Sox dugout. Gets it a ball and two strikes. Angulo doesn't look by it. Off-speed pitch holds the two strikes here. Scoreless game, bottom of the first. With a runner at second. This series has seen a handle of early scoring. Yesterday, I think, was one of the best two games, or the only two games this year that haven't had a run score in the first inning. Yesterday, the only one to not have it score in the first or second. Another 1-2, and Naporti is it right in front of the mound. Two hops where it's by Hanafee. A low toss is out of the ground by Dashbach with a... Hanafee bounced it to Dashbach, and he had to switch over across the body to field it. Ford, his legs held up onto the bag. 1-3 put out ends and strands a runner at second. As we move second, we're scoreless. Bowie and Erie, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the baseball season went on, that means we've got to get ready for Friday, September 9th. It's the base football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, I played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be here to join the Bay Sox football kickoff Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a Finger facility, or if you're a general tractor that is located or operates the area, there is no doubt that it is for you to have the best trained and most people working for you. Members of Fitters UA Local 602, highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash for Bay Sox is the best time. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate. Be the star of the show. Dance on the deck with Louie. Play games in the stadium. Introduce a batter in the game, and you'll have the stadium sing for you. Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable-of-a-kind experience at Prince George. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at Bay.com.
The second here in Erie, and we've got a scoreless game. A 19-pitch first inning for Brett. He had to dance around a two-out double on a count. Fortunately, straight runner with a tough play that he had on the mound himself, but threw out at first, ended the inning. And now as we go to the second, it'll be 4-6 for Bowie to bat, starting with Kobe Mayo. Chance Kirby had a fast first inning, 8-pitch. Pitch in from Kirby to Mayo. Is a fastball. I don't really see what's... I suppose it was a bit inside. I want to know to start. I said it, after Gage Workman struck out looking on a full count, he might be in for a long day with some questions about the strike zone. 259, a 703 OPS, and is called a strike. That one looks to be about the same spot, even a bit lower, but it's one. 22 games for Mayo with doubles and no triples. Two home runs, nothing. One, and Mayo bounces it foul to the side. It's a ball and two strikes now. Mayo has really been on a much bend lately after going down the list early with those back spasms, starting a little bit slowly for his first real length year in double. But this series, he's hitting well above 330. So a big chance here for him. You want to see him continue. Here's the 1-2. Mayo is called strike three. Up and in, and he has an instant opinion about it. Not as vocal as back in the first inning, but he's still very much entitled to voice pleasure. First strikeout for Kirby. He's retired batters he's faced today. As Arpareto digs in. 2-6 and a 654 OPS in 81 games. 21 doubles and no triples. 3 homers. 32 runs back. First pitch, and Prieto swings through a curve. It's nothing and one to start. Third base stays in on the baseline, but nice constantly. Well, I guess I can't say it anymore because Prieto did his trend yesterday of being on anything other than the first pitch. Here's the 0-1. Misses down, and it's a ball and a strike. Until yesterday, Prieto had never bunted on, even attempted to bunt, on anything other than the pitch. But yesterday, he tried to on a 2-1 offering and fouled. So, I suppose these things happen sometimes. Got it, the scheme. The 1-1 is bounced slowly second. Navigado pounces on its baseline and sends it over to first. He's 4-3 put out. And quickly. Welk, 248 average and a 7.5 OPS in 31 games played. Four homers and 19 runs batted in this series. Sitting 89 this week. What a run. That's what's led to frustrating losses for Bowie, such as the 4-3 loss two nights ago. First pitch to Welk, and he watches the ball for a called strike on the inside corner. Because Bowie strand base gets these good performances, ends up losing by one run. Both losses in the series have been by one run. Bowie has 27 one-run losses this year. We're scoreless here in the top of the second as the 0-1 to Welk is a wave and a miss on a changeup. It's nothing and two. But at the moment, Bowie doesn't look like they have much of an answer for you. This will be his 18th pitch as he fires the 0-2 to Welk, and it's missed. Three-pitch strikeout ends the inning. Stay for Kirby. He's retired all six so far. Bottom of the second, compass. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lit the sky with top-of-the-line fire windows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for buck. Sky Shooter displays two traditional shows, true pyrocles, custom choreographed lays, and more. The night sky is truly limited. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try out more by calling us at 570-328-136 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Sleep Promotions all season. Tickets are Military Appreciation Night, box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. Best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 in Bud Light drafts with other beers throughout the year. And live Get Your Night Started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets at baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. The lawn care programs provide ball quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Two, onthegreeninc.com.
Second year at UPMC Park in Erie, a scoreless game. Only one base runner combined between the two sides. Parker Meadows, two-out double for Erie in the bottom of the list. As Brennan Hanafy gets back, hoping for a slightly faster inning, needed 19 pitches in that first. Marcos Meadows double on a 3-1 count. That really burned for a few more pitches. He'll face 6-7 in the lineup, starting with Dane Myers. After him, Dylan Dingler, Daniel Cabrera. 279 average and an 854 OPS for Myers, and the first pitch home is a fastball. Snapped up and in for a called strike. Myers leans back on a bended knee in a bit of surprise and frustration at that one, and I don't necessarily blame him. No one pitch, and it's too far inside. Runs it even at one. 15 doubles and a triple for Myers. 24 runs. 66 runs batted in. As the one is swung on and missed high, a fastball. 1-2. Myers picked up two steals last night. To continue what's been a breakout season for power and speed, became the first Seawolves player in franchise. As 1-2 pitches inside, it stays. He's not the first player in franchise. He's the first player in franchise history to 2020 season. That pitch cut off my sentence and found something different. But he's the first in franchise history to get it done, which is surprising. The 2-2 is fouled off a nip off of home plate and back to the pits. 1-2 still. But this team has been around since 93. Of course, they were a short-season team for him and became double A, I think, in 99, if I'm remembering. But they've been here many, many years as the Tigers double A. Here's the 1-2 to Myers. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball at 94 from Hanna. It's a great punch-out pitch. Strike out of the day for Brennan, and there's here to start the second inning. If you're going to win a battle, to win it against Dane, especially with a strikeout, a big key. So on a quick run-through of this series, Myers has only struck his plate appearance once this week. Here's Dylan Dingler. First pitch, called a strike. Hennepy is starting with that low and in fastball, and it's worked on back-to-back batters. Dingler hitting 240 this year with a 750 OPS in 106 games. One pitch, and Dingler fouls off a fastball to the right side. It's nothing and two. 22 doubles and triples, 14 home runs, fifth batted in. Oh, no, didn't buy it. Pitch inside hit him, and Dingler will take first base. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it was catcher's interference. That's my mistake. So Andres Angulo got his glove away. I was thinking to myself, how could he have gotten hit? He swung at the ball. But, of course, it was catcher's interference. So Dingler reaches as Angulo, first error of the season. And now here's Daniel Cabrera. Righty on lefty with runner now at first in this game. First pitch home. And bounces it to first on an inside ball to start. Good opening pitch there from Hanabee. Foul ball. And it's nothing in 204 average for Cabrera. 596 OPS in 86 games. 12 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers. 28 runs batted in. Bottom of the second here at UPMC. Erie with their second base runner. As Hanafy deals the next, fouled off again, still too far ahead of the curveball. Cabrera might see a high fastball now after well too far ahead on both of those pitches. Big JC sequencing toward a 3-pitch strikeout here. It just all depends on how he baits the fastball. Dingler not a threat. He's only attempted one all year. And he steps off the back of the rubber for less than a second. And refoots just set the pitch clock here. That's at the chin. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball inside. And Angulo thought about a pick to first base, but it was called for a ball. I think the umpire might have gotten in the way a little bit. Because when Angulo charged the throw, he stopped. Andrew Dashbach might not have been really set. See the throw at first. Count goes to a ball and two. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a knuckle. Curveball well outside, and Cabrilli just had to throw his bat out there to get a piece on it. The bottom zone. But this is one of those critical plays. Erie has won some of these long at-bats over the last. Bowie needs one to go back into there. Another 1-2 pitch. Ball too far inside. Balls and two strikes. And there have been many PAs this year in which Bowie pitchers have started ahead, too. Count to full 7 pitches and walk a batter. One of the worst comes. The 2-2 pitch. Swings for strike 3. Kept him with the off-speed. Third strikeout for Brennan. He does win that lengthy battle. Second out of the inning, and Trey Cruz will bat now. So here's the switch. Cruz batting lefty, 4-for-15 in his first 5 games at double. First pitch home, and Cruz swing fastball. Nothing one to start that pitch away. Cruz 656 OPS, does not have an extra base hit yet, does not have an RBI, but he does have 3 walks against 4. That's a good start. He holds that bat high. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on in a changeup outside, and it's nothing in 2. And I'd say the bat is at toward the shoulder, but the nub of the bat is practically above his forehead. It's a high stance for Cruz. Runs 2 away, the 0-2 pitch is inside slider. And it's a ball 2 strikes from Hanafy. Score in the second, and 1-2 pitch is bounced to space. Plenty of foul balls to these left, which I suppose is a good start because he has run into hitties this season. They hit him at a 245 clip. Erie to come in with 5 total, 2 switch hitters. Could make it difficult. Pitch, fastball up and away, lays off, and it's 2-2. But this is another lead inning for Hanafy. He needed 19 pitches first. This next pitch will be his 19th here in the second. Two-two. Popped up foul. The side, he'll get out of play as Cruz another one. Cruz went down fast enough, I suppose. Pitches for the strikeout. He fouled off a couple. But for Dingler to reach on that catch interference, that burns. 6 pitches to Cabrera. And this next will be 7th to Cruz. This is what Bowie back do to opposing pitchers. The 2-2. Line drive. Floated out to left field. Now shallowing out. Toby's down and stops. He makes the inning is over. Batter reaches on a catcher's interference and is landed at first. As we move to the third, Warless here in Erie. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's, online at BaySoxShop.com. Tackle Box is the only place to get best Bay Sox gear for you and your fan. It's the Tackle Box at George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide your team of office technology professionals to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning workflow, to document security and storage, people print, not printer. DCA Imaging, a call, 305-771-0021. Find out more about how we do. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging System, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountains of Colombia and Brazil to roots. But less than a minute to yourself a delicious hot cup of the freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee beans grind those rich, flavorful beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms' freshest and best coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Last homestand of the regular kicks off on Tuesday at Prince George's. That's the 6th. Features a final fireworks night on September 10th. And, of course, the fan appreciation on the final regular season home game, September 11th. There's a T-shirt coming up for the first 500 fans aging up on that Sunday the 11th. So get your BaySox.com. As we move to the third here at UPMC Park, an ear scoreless game. Maverick Handley will lead off. Bowie does not have a base runner yet. First pitch, and Handley holds a check swing on an up-and-in fastball. They ask for an appeal, and he was at the ball. That was a pretty clear one. It's 1-0. Chance Kirby back to work. That was the 19th pitch he had thrown. In comes Brennan Hanafy, needed 40 pitch two scoreless innings. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Handley swings through a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. First game back since a stint on the injured list that began in the series after taking a foul ball off of his behind home plate. He's hitting 2-4 this season with a 768 OPS, 69 games. Here's one pitch, and Handley watches high ball for a called strike. You're kidding me on that one. That was well above the letters. But it runs the count to a ball, and normally I wouldn't say that for too many, but Handley is, of course, one of the shorter on the team, standing only at 5. His zone is much smaller because of it. 1-2, and it bounces in. Runs the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 11 doubles and a triple for Handley, 10 home runs, 42 runs batted. As Kirby sets, the 2-2, and Handley pokes it the other way. Slow roller, an easy grab by Navagato at second base. Gets the first in time. Wide gap on the right side of the infield. Handley hit it too far into the that it really took a lot of its momentum away. First seveners have all been sat down by Champy now. Andres Angulo, 292 average and a 653 in just 6 games with Bowie. 653 OPS without triples. No homers, 3 runs. First pitch here, and he holds off. High fastball in the start. Scoreless game here in the top of the third. Bowie has had a tough time facing off against starting pitchers this week. And Angulo cracks his bat on a slow bird. He was very low out of the box. Trey Cruz it and throws to first in time. Angulo, I think that would have been a fair ball. He waited about a beat and a half before leaps in. That might have been burning. So, 8 in a row from Kirby to start. Now Andrew Dashbach. Yesterday, Bowie didn't have much of anything against Wilmer Flores. He only gave up 1 hit, 5 scoreless innings to start, struck out 7, but we finally got 2 base runners in the 6th, a pair of errors and a hit by pitch. And that ultimately served Flores the law. Erie offense was quiet. Just a Dashbach and a half swing. Did he make contact on that? I think he might have. It's nothing in one as it hits off the catcher. Dashbach, 192 average and a 6.67 OPS in 90 games. 2 days ago, Ty Madden had a quality start. 6 innings, 1 run, a career strikeouts. And another quality for that from Reese Olson, the 0-1. High fastball at 94. It's nothing in 2. Olson struck out 9 on Thursday, allowing just 2 runs. He did give up a winning home run to Connor Norby, but lost that one 3-2. Bases empty, 2 away. The 0-2 to Dashbach bounces in. Can't get him to chase, and it strikes now. Scoreless game here in the top of the... Again, the way these two starters have been going, and Hanifee is more or less fighting for in terms of comparison of pitch. And if he can get to the fifth, good luck. The 1-2 pitch just misses outside, I suppose. That's another pitch call that is going to draw some raised eyebrows and vocal opinions. Brings the count even at two balls and strikes here on Dashbach. Kirby sends next, and Dashbach watches called strike three. And he doesn't agree with it. On the upper inside corner, and retired all nine batters. Perfect through three. Three strikeout. Bottom of the third coming up in a scoreless game into Bay Sox baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their control services. For all your residential pest control needs, call Pest Now. Pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can visit us at 301-2300 or visit us at www.pestnow.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fit. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to electricity, to have heating, microchip production, in service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we... Please visit steamfitters-.org and let's talk about how value to you.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotions. Tuesdays are military pre-night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket with a proof of service, and you'll only pay nice. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Two Bud and Bud Light drafts with other bills throughout the year, and live music night started. It's always a great time at the park, so get your tickets now. BaySox.com.
Bottom of the third here. He's still a scoreless game, but the two pitchers are having different starts. Hanifee has labored through 240 pitches. He has only base runners, but has struck out three and given up a couple of flies. Meanwhile, Chance Kirby has only used his in three perfect innings. As Hanifee starts his third inning, pitch home to Bryant Packard, misses up and away. It's 1-0 to start. That's only the third first pitch ball for Hanifee. Against the first nine batters faced, the 1-0 pitch. With a fastball called for strike and lower into the corner, 1-1. 161 for Packard with a 525 OPS in games. One double, no triples. He first double-A home run last night. 1-1 pitch, and he rips it foul. It's line. Run it to a ball and strikes. Nearly took out the knees of his first base cutter. Packard has three runs in, five strikeouts, three walks here in his double-A career. Well, where did that ball end up? It looked like it bounced into the stands, and then it came back into play. The umpire had to go retrieve it, so very brief delay. As the ball's back in, Hanifee sends the next. Drive over to third, snagged out of the air, Obi Mayo! The reaction time, perked in the hot corner, and Mayo steals an extra base hit away from Brian. That's a star-worthy play. And I say just about any time that this Bay Sox infield makes a spectacular grab in some fashion or other. A lot of that has to do with Tim DeJohn. The constant work that he puts in with the Bowie infielders this season is something that's seen. And there's a reason why it's worked out. Andrew Navagato, leadoff man, flew out the field his first time up. He watches a first and in for ball. 1-0 to start. Here's the next. Up and in. And that one brushes Navagato off the plate. And to straighten up the shoulders and back up slightly, it's two balls and no strikes. Here's the next. Breaking ball fouled off. Bounces into the seats, and the count's 2-1. Still not too windy of a day, UPMC Park in Erie. We're very... And while the weather in this be unpredictable, it's gone in favor. The 2-1 is bounced to third again. Shaded perfectly on it for a couple of hops and charges a bullet to first. 5-3 put out, and Navagato is retired for the second time today. Two up, two down, and now Gage works a bat. Yeah, around this time, yeah, we were looking around a 70% chance of starting around 10 o'clock. But the percentages dwindled, got pushed back further. And as the train that moved through Ohio got to Lake Erie, they just broke up. To gauge Workman has swung on and missed low. It's nothing one. Workman struck out low count pitch back in the first inning. Here's the 0-1 from Hanafy. The piece bounces into the Bay Sox dugout, too. But that's one of the problems with this, is that the weather can be so unpredictable that it causes undue stress. The 0-2 to fastball misses down. You've seen pitches there called for strikes. A ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two away here in the third inning. Still a scoreless game. Only one hit in the game, and it's Erie's. Parker Meadows had a double in the first. The 1-2 pitcher. Breaking ball well outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. But he's a base runner in some capacity. Chansby has retired all nine batters on just 30 pitches. The 2-2 here to Workman. Popped up. Foul ground. Third base. Mayo looking for it. Navigating position with the warning track, and it's out of play. Very least, and if it has been getting his ground steady when it comes to these big two-strike counts. As he fires 2-2, and it's lifted out left. Welk running toward Brown. He stops on the warning track and reaches over the line just in time to make the catch. Fly out to left in foul territory. Perfect third inning for Brennan Hanafy. On to the fourth. Still scoreless in Erie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out. Specialists also help set Check Employers Insurance apart from other workstation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premium. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom tailored with results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to greeninc.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthdays and even fundraising opportunities for you. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options, seats, and decks around. Your group can eat their fill and have it on time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Fans Cares around the corner at Patient First. It's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. No appointment needed. Learn more. PatientFirst.com. On to the fourth inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. A scoreless game. Bowie is still waiting for their first base runner. Tree has retired the side on pitches. One trip through the order as Daryl Hernandez leads off. First pitch into the right-hander. This curveball called for strike in the lower side corner. Oh, goodness. Hernandez flew out to right foul territory his first time up, very first pitch of the game. As Kirby winds and deals the next, here it comes. Breaking ball called for strike, high, and it's nothing in two. Well, both sides are showing frustration with the strike zone. And that's really all you know about the way that it's being called. Here's the 0-2, and Hernandez rips a bullet out towards on some skips by Gage Workman, and he fires it to first in time. Good shuffle to his left by Workman. In a row retired by Chance Kirby. And now here's in Haskin. He grounded out stop himself back in the first inning on an 0-2. Bowie's getting a nice long trip home after this. For one final week, Flying Squirrels could be a preview, potentially, of the first round of the Eastern League playoffs. And then after that, they hit the road for the end of the regular season. First to Haskin is called a strike inside. Fastball, and it's nothing in one to start. But we will play six in regular season. And then after that, should the Bay Sox make the playoffs, they'll head to Prince George's Stadium. The first game of the series, the 0-1 pitch. Haskins slider missed down and away, and it's a ball on a strike. A duly important game, not just for Bowie to, of course, try and stay in sole possession of first place. If they win today, they would get a two-game lead over Erie. If they lose, they would move back into a tie for first. But it's also potentially breaking. The 1-1 is bounced to third. In the hole by Trey Cruz. He gathers, finds ball, and throws it to first in time. Another good play as Bowie is having a tough time getting it out of the infield this afternoon. 11 in a row retired by Chance Kirby. The only ball that has left the infield was Daryl Hernandez's first pitch float. Back in the first, flew out to right field in foul territory. And since then, Bowie has grounded out and struck out. Nothing else. Here's Zach Watson. He grounded out to short first. First pitch here. And Watson square tries to break it up, but can't get it. Finds to the mid of the catcher, and it's nothing and one to start. So if Bowie wins this game, the first tiebreaker in any potential seeding, it's the head-to-head record within that. The 0-1 pitch here, and Watson swings and misses. Slider down and away. It's nothing and two. And if Erie wins this game, the head-to-head record would be 3, so that tiebreaker would be moot. If Bowie wins this game, the head-to-head record will be 2, and Bowie would win that first tiebreak and have to worry about the second tiebreaker. The second tiebreaker is a bit confusing. The 0-2 pitch is swung for strike 3. Watson goes down on 3 pitches as Kirby strikes out his perfect through 4. Bottom of the 4th coming up at UPMC Park. Corliss and Erie, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DJing Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give CA Imaging a call, 301-77-1021, or find out more about how we can help CAImaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Hey fans, do you know your mud trash pandas? Then play Minor League Run, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experience. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up. Return for each open round to vie for prizes, including the grand prize, to a championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught down.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Packs will be lighting up the sky with planned fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the beer buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pirate musicals, custom choreographed play, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at skypyrotechnics.com.
Fourth inning here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox. They're just glad that this game is scored still. They've not collected a base runner over innings. Brennan Hanafy is allowed one hit over three innings. He'll face 3-4-5 in the Erie line. Parker Meadows misses outside. Ball opens the count up at 1-0. Meadows has the only hit of today's game with two outs in the first inning and was at second base. Here's no pitch. And a pop foul gets behind home plate and out of play. It's 1-1. Erie has a different base. Well, Dylan Dingler reached on catcher's interference in the second, but that has been as the 1-1 pitch is down under the knees, and it's two balls and a strike after Meadows. Quincy Laporte, Dane Myers will bat. This is the tough trip through the lineup, the tough part of the order for him. If he can work through it cleanly, he might not need him again. The 2-1 pitch just misses outside. It's 3-1. We've seen pitches around there for strikes against right-handers. Plenty of lefties that Hanafy has to deal with. That's different. Now, fastball line right to snared by Cesar Prieto. Timed and well read. That is the second line out by the Bowie infield. Go pulled down a screamer by Brian. Third, and Prieto was a shuffle only about a step and a half to his left before hopping up to take away from Meadows. The defense is all that's been keeping Hanafy in this game. After he needed 19 pitches and 21 pitches in the second, he made good defensive plays in each of the. Here's the first pitch to Naporti, and it's ground second. Scooped low by Cesar Prieto. He stumbled a bit while recovering, able to get it to first base in time. Oh. And there's already two gone as Naporti is 0 for 2. Now Myers. Myers struck out on a 1-2 pitch back in the second inning. Hanafy really had his fastball wing against Myers after opening curveballs. See if he can get it again. Myers squares, pitch, misses inside. And it looked like he was working down that pitch down. He just stayed upright and just out front. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Myers swings away, gets a nick into the catcher. Foul runs the count even to a ball and a strike. Again, in the bottom of the fourth, only two total base runners, and both of them are from Erie. A double and a catcher's interference. The 1-1 pitch. Baltimore chops it over toward third. Mayo, sidearm glove, fumbles the trip and throws it away. It gets into the sticks, and that's an error to allow base. Mayo did not make a clean transfer. He didn't fully have it in his hand and rushed the throw. It went in low while Andrew Dashbach tried to stretch for it. I imagine that'll be a sink for Myers, extending it to 14 consecutive games. Longest for Erie this season from any player, and among the top five longest in the Eastern League this season. No, they're ruling just a straight-on error to allow Myers to reach. So an E5 on Mayo. Now here's Dylan Diggs to him, misses down and away, and they 1-0. So that is the fourth arrow in 13 games. That E5 gives Myers two bases, representing the first run of the game at second base with two outs. Pitch to Dingler, and he hammers for deep right center field. Watson, tough read on it at first, but after dance, he finds it and almost goes down to making the catch in right center. Ford passed out to recover after the error. Hanafy is through four scoreless. They're on to the fifth here at UPMC. It's been a tight one, but booing game. They need a base runner. We're back out. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, kids. The Bay Sox Futures Club. It's a way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. Completely free for kids ages 3 through. Futures Club members get access to members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just some. Parents, head over to BaySox.com. Sign up your kids so don't miss out on all promotions and giveaways at Pritt Georgia State this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of right here at Royal Farms, because with our new brew system, it takes less than a minute from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be the first sip, because it's the fresh coffee in the world. Real fresh, fast, Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, you're interested in a better life to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org, steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what you can do to help change your life.
Well, Brennan Hanafy has scraped his way along for four scoreless innings. And the Bowie Bay Sox offense really needs to pay him back for the effort. As we move to the fifth at UPMC Park, a scoreless game, Bowie is still hunting for their first base runner. Lance Kirby has a perfect game four. He's only needed 89 pitches. He's struck batters, only allowed one ball leave the infield. A Daryl Hernandez on the first pitch of the game. 4, 5, and 6 to bat with Kobe Mayo struck out looking in the second inning. Pitch home, and Mayo watches inside fastball called for strike. It's the start. Infield on with the first baseman playing a little bit close baseline. Really still the only one manning the right side of the infield. The opposite way less than a quarter of the time. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Mayo watches breaking ball miss down in ball on a strike now. The fifth inning for has been one of his worst innings just in terms of runs scored against him. A 3.7 RA in the fifth. Pitch. And Mayo rounds one over to third. Diving grab by Trey Cruz. Up knee, fires to first, but it's missed. Quincy Naporti was reaching out and the is in. We'll see whether they were at a base hit or an error, but the for a perfect game is over. Let's see if there's some official or bias on this one. They rule it a hit. So the bid for a no-hitter is Mayo extends his hitting to a season's high five consecutives on a hard hit single to third base. And Bowie gets the leadoff board here in this scoreless game. First time all evening that either team on the leadoff batter aboard. And now here's Cesar Prieto. No, they've taken the hit away. They put it on the scoreboard, and they took it. A worse pitch to Prieto is bounced to second. Should be a delay. Navagato scoops to Workman. Fires to Nippon time. They can't that hit on the board and then take it away. My goodness. As Prieto Lee hits into the double play. Lead off base runner anyway. And there's as Kirby continues to work efficiently. 6-3 twin killing. That's already the ninth Prieto has hit into a double play this season. Hill rate definitely hurts Bowie. Not put in a decision. They finally rule it just a throwing error for Trey Cruz. That's his third error, five games here in AA. So now here's Toby Welk. First to him, misses down. And the count starts out at 1-0. Well, I'm a fan of them putting the hit on the score and then retroactively changing their mind. Decision and stick with it. Don't change your mind. As the next pitch to Welk, the strike in the lower inside corner, it's not one. If you want to review it and change it later in the game, that's fine, but to call it and then instantly change it in a span of a minute, that's not okay. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Watch his slider miss down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Well, swinging back in the second inning. Kirby is still working efficiently, only needed those three pitches, two outs, thanks to the double play. 2-1 pitch to Welk, and he swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away, and it's two. Well, Kirby has not been a strikeout arm, per se, this season. Only 96 strikeouts in 110 and two-thirds innings. But he's been starting to ramp it up lately at a career-high 10. About a next pitch swung on and missed outside. So after a questionable scoring change, someone that can't make up their mind takes away Bowie's first hit. They're still without a hit for the first five innings. Kirby is facing minimum. Bottom of the fifth coming up. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor who's located or operates in the D.C., there is no doubt that it is important to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Base. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted. Flexible payment options. With two of country's leading orthodontists right here in the to see Bay Sox fans smile confidence. So get that amazing smile. You just radsmile.com today and book consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Fielders flex packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Best value to see the best games at Pritchett Stadium. You could save up to 30% your selected seat from day one and a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange discounts and suite rentals, special at Diamond View Restaurant, and a free memorable at your first home game of Get Your Pack now by calling 1-464-486 or heading online to baysox.com.
Bottom here at UPMC Park in Erie, still a game as the Bay Sox and the Slaves are vying to see who's going to crack first. But we got their first base run, had him immediately eliminated on a double play inning. A questionable. As the Bay Sox make a pitching change, left Lucas will come out. And the first pitch to him is out toward left field as Lucas delivers it. Prayer. Toby Welk runs down. Daryl Hernandez runs out, and the shortstop crossing into foul territory makes the catch. So a pop out to the shortstop foul territory. Cabrera instantly gone. And Lucas starts out. Brennan Hanafy is done. A start for him, but a scoreless one. He had to lay five pitches, so it's very understandable. One hit. No runs for Hanafy. Outs, no walks. First pitch here to Trey Cruz is a fastball called for strike at the edge. It's nothing in one. Easton Lucas, a 6'80" lever traded over from Miami. Here's a line drive just over the leap of Cesar Prieto. Booed two great plays from the end earlier in this game. You had that some of these well-struck balls would finally their way into the outfield. Cruz delivers it. And a one-out single for Cruz gives him a game hitting streak. It's Brian Packard bats now. Oh for one with a line out to thick in the third inning. Here's the first. And a fastball miss outside for a ball. It's 1-0 to start. Here's next. And Packard pops it up. Foul ground left side. It'll get out of. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. So Cruz at base, he does have a stolen base. So his only attempt came back on day. As we're scoreless here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It was only the second hit of the Geary. 1-1 pitch and swings and misses on a hard curveball. Well ahead of it. Easton Lucas in 28 games, a 2-0 record, 4.22 ERA. 49 innings with 59 strikeouts and 25 walks. He's allowed five home runs, and he's coming off a scoreless inning earlier in this series. But a little bit of scariness. The 1-2 is pull out of play left side. Stays. Lucas came in on. When did he come in? Was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days. Yeah, he came in the 4-3 loss and loaded the bases in the seventh inning. But he was able to escape it thanks to a flyout. The 1-2 pitch, and Pack bounce in. Kept in by the catcher. Near off of Packard's foot, but he got out of the way, so didn't interfere, and the count goes even. Now the 2-2. Packer, curveball out toward left field. Brown, Mayo running, camping near the warning track, but it looks like he's out of room. Gets out of play as the counts. There were a couple of plate appearances that Brennan Hanafy had in the second, and then again in the fourth inning there were a couple, where he'd run the count even, get a handful of foul balls off of him, but still come ahead with the... That's been a big issue, a big hump for the Bay Sox pitcher. And let's see if Lucas can kind of follow suit from what Hanafy had laid down. Runner at one away, still scoreless in the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Foul ball outside, and it is full. Cruz takes off, even with a lefty on the mound. Stays put, payoff pitch. Curves deep in the hole to the right side. Scooped up by Cesar Prieto from his keister. He throws, it's late. Prieto and Packard singles. Cruz second base. Still only one out in the fifth. Well, Andrew Deshbach was brought to get there as well, as was still concerned with that runner at first, holding him on briefly. Didn't want to collide with the ball trying to go for the ball. So now it goes back to the top for Andrew Navagato. First pitch to the hander is a curveball called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Navagato has not had much success against lefties this season. As Lucas fell one and Navagato swings and misses on a ball outside, it's nothing and two. Lucas, a run in both of his appearances against Altoona last week, and those were the only runs he had allowed since the second half, a span of nearly 2 months. The 0-2 pitch, found in, skims, and it's down to a ball and two strikes. Navagato flew out to left field on a bloop. Back in the first, Toby Welk had to slide for it after the shortstop. He grounded out third, back into the third. That would be helpful if Pagato has hit into eight double plays this season. Kobe Mayo is playing close to the line and deep in the hole. Two pitch. Misses inside. I'm not sure by how much. We've seen pitches there, Crike. It's two ball strikes now. As Lucas sits out of the stretch, first base side of the rubber. And now Pagato calls for a quick time. So we'll reset himself. This game, here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch, curveball high, back-to-back full counts from Lucas. Well, Brennan Hanafy ran one count full over his four innings. Gage Ward struck out looking in the first on it. But Lucas is giving Erie some chances here. Payoff, lifted side. When with ball up and away, and the count stay full. Lucas on the season has 59 outs, as mentioned. A strong strike ratio against right-handers. He needs one right now, with first and only one out. The payoff pitch. Fastball popped up. Out to center field. Left center, more specific. Watson runs down. It's well too shallow for any runners to move. Watson makes the catch, and there's two away. Got him with a very high fastball near the shoulders. That played perfectly as a chance now, but against switch-age Workman. Now, Workman, he's even worse against lefties than Vagato is. When Workman bats as a hitter, he's only hitting 178, and he strikes out over half the when he came up against Jake Prezina today, he fouled. First pitch here, and he floats towards center field. Watson initially ran to his right, now has to run in, and it falls in. For a run as the throw comes home, and it's late. It's bounced off the line. It's not being backed. Comes the second run. RBI single for a second run. Bowie tripping. Watson had a bad read on it in center field. He started out to his right. The ball was dying, and he tried to run in. He was well away from it, and now Bowie trail two. Second. RBI out of that. 67th of the year. We'll have to see on. And now it's a mound visit from Josh Conway as Lucas has faced five and given up base hits to three of them. Already the second error game for Bowie. You could rule it the third, considering Dylan Dingler reaching on that catch interference by Andres Angulo. It's bound for the pendulum to sway a little bit as Erie had committed five errors in half attempts over the first five games of this series. They had won this game. Bowie was bound to a devastating one here or there, and that's what happened here. At this point, we're just seeing who the arrow is on. I imagine it's going to be on Angulo. And Aaron Meadows. But again, Gage Workman, 178, and strikes out over time against left-handed pitchers. Brings home two runs with an article. First pitch to Parker Meadows, misses high, and it's... So now Bowie has to come from behind after the fifth. They have been using so much of their luck lately, these critical wins with Leck, something that they just simply could not do over the first 100-plus games of the season. Well, Meadows watches down, no balls and no strikes. So we'll just have to see if Bowie end them again. It's just all that's been told so many times. You have to temper your expectations and what you know. And what is known this year is that well, they don't miss back too often. The 2-0 is called strike and a curveball outside. It's 2-1. So they rule it on Zach Watson in center. That's his first error in 30 games as the center fielder. One. Line drive, foul to the left side, and it's 2-2. All the while, since Chance Kirby has only thrown 48 pitches, rather, for no-hit innings, something to drastically change immediately for Bowie. Or they will not have a shot to win this. Here's the 2-2. Floated out towards second. Barreto back over his head. Here comes another run. Up for Meadows, 3-0 Erie. Lucas has allowed four hits. Against just six back. Now here's... Lucas is done. Here comes Kyle Moore. We'll pitch her in a second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Sox and is celebrating 25 years custom lawn care and pest control with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoor with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website, greeninc.com, or call 406-695-044. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game, outing at Prince George's Stadium. Anything from entertaining clients to birthday party fundraising opportunities for your team, Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group full rates, with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. Group and eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your by calling 301-46-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Well, the day is getting tougher for Bowie, and they came into this one scoreless. Only one hit allowed, and Hanafy probably could have tried for the fifth. After 65 pitches, and the Bay Sox is not able to back him up in any way, we wanted to go with what they had the best chance at. And on paper would have been Easton Lucas. Left-hander has been Weavers in the bullpen this half, but that was not the case today, as Lucas faces six batters and four hits. Started with Bowie and Erie. Erie now has a three-run lead. Done as runner at first still bunks to him, but he only fires two-thirds. Gives up four hits at the moment, three runs all earned. Could be he didn't strike anyone out, he didn't walk anybody, give up any home runs. As Griffin McLarty takes over, second appearance for him, this as he was tagged for a few runs, 15-5 win for Bowie. See if he can clean up the now, and he has to deal with Quincy. Runner at first, still two away. Well, my gut feeling, that's the way that these last weeks have gone for Bowie. You could say even the last month, if you include the Akron series. He's had a tough time working two outs this year in terms of their pitching staff. Feeling would be correct. As the first pitch to Naporn and missed high, it's nothing in one. Because this is Bay Sox pitchers have the second highest batting average from opponents with two outs season. Naporti's 0-for-2 with two ground golf throw. That doesn't elicit a tag. We'll wait on Naporti. So McLarty takes 6'3", 185-pound right-hander. Eighth round selection in 2019 from the College of Charleston. 24 appearances and a 2-and-3 for him this season. As the 0-1 pitch to Naporti, misses ball high, a fastball, and it's a ball and a strike. So again, Bowie has a lot of ground to cover, but at the rate that their offense has been playing, it's unlikely, to put it kindly, considering they only sent the minimum to the plate and not have a hit. The 1-1 misses high, and it falls in a strike. But again, it could have been possible to send Hand out for this fifth inning. His innings were starting to get shorter after needing 19 pitches in the first and 21 in the second. The 2-1 pitch to Naporti, boundary and one. Hanafy only needed pitches in the third and 11 in the fourth and only allowed one base hit. He could have tried for this. He might even had to have a third trip through the order. If he had a permit, wouldn't have gone back to the top of the. Here's the run. Runner goes, and it's ball. No strike. Throw to second. He's late. That home plate umpire waited to strike. Naporti thought he had the walk stick. And Lee Carmettos didn't hear it. It didn't let up. He his 15th steal of the season. Andres Gullo has allowed three stolen bases in four attempts. Count runs full on Naporti. So runner now at second. Still two away. Payoff pitch, and Naporti swings and misses. Erie scores three runs with two outs before Bowie can finally close the inning. They go to the sixth, and the Bay Sox trail 3-0 being no hit. You're listening to Base Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For jet control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services, call now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without, and you can always count on the biggest best at Prince George's Stadium. No better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fire. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season. 16 different shows to choose from. Get tickets now at BaySox.com. Only fireworks show left in 2022. Saturday, September 10th, when the Flying Squirrels come to town. First pitch 6:35. Hope to see you.
Sky Shooter Displays by Z Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky. Top of the line fireworks shows, Fox games all season long. We will get the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom core plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-323-61 or visit us at zypyrotechnics.com.
Bowie needs to get something going as there being no hit through five innings. Have not gotten a run first base. And they've only sent the minimum plate, and they trail 3-0. Easton Lucas came in the fifth and only collect two outs. Gave up four hits and three runs with no strikeouts or walks. Chance Kirby continues to deal. He's fired five innings on 48 pitches. He'll face 7, 8, and 9, starting with Maverick Handley, who grounded out to second base in the third. First pitch, and he watches a called strike. Fastball inside corner, it's nothing and one. Bowie does not hit out of the infield since the first inning when Daryl Hernai flew out to left in foul territory. Here's the 0-1. This is down and away on Handley, and it's a ball and a strike. Bowie has had nothing against the opposing starters in this series, and that's what's going to be so potentially dangerous to them. If they want to go well into the 1-1, Handley bounces it foul, hits Harp on the third base side, and it's a ball and two. Because while Erie, best pitching staff and the best rotation, more so in the Eastern League, the team to in the Eastern League playoffs this year, Somerset, has the second best staff, and Bowie has had their trouble with Somerset. The 1-2 pitch to Handley, swing him in for strike three. Sixth strikeout for Kirby. 16 in a row retired. Here's Andres Angulo. He grounded out to third base back in the third.
for home. And Angulo pops it to the right side. It's nothing and one. But if the Rays game is gone, Bowie just needs to have their expectations set for a split, which means that first breaker in the event of a tie at the end of the first half would be non-existent. The head record would be at an even 3-3. A pitch, and Angulo waves and misses it in the dirt. It's nothing in two. Half breaker. The second type is the best record in the last 20 games by both teams. So just the last of 20 games of the season, the 0-2 to Angulo in a fastball, and it's a ball. A light sprinkle coming down now. You see a couple umbrellas popping out and some hoodie being tossed on. But we're not literally looking at any tea showers today, just something that's going to for everyone to deal with. The 1-2 pitch. Angulo watches slider miss down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Whichever two teams may end up tied at the end of the regular season, first tiebreaker is tied. It goes to that last 20, though. The last 20 games of the regular season, back to Saturday when Bowie played Altoona. The pitch misses above the letters, and Kirby is bent over, upset at that call. And I honestly don't blame him. Kirby is being no hit right now. They've only sent the minimum to the plate. A 2-2 pitch like that at the letters, a ball. Just call the zone right. It can't be that hard. The 3-2. And Angulo inside for ball four. So Angulo absolutely benefits from a missed call. Maybe that could go off something for Bowie. As Andrew Dad will bat here. Dashbox struck out looking in the third inning. And now with the red down and Kirby finally showing his signs of mortality, he's going to get a mound visit. Still not talking runner, though, as Bowie trails 3-0. Quick cruise around the Eastern League. Alves having an easy time with Akron. They lead 5-1. It was 5-0 in the 7th. Now they're at the stretch, 5-1. Leads Hartford 2-0. Harrisburg has a 3-2 edge over Richmond, Portland, blanking New Hampshire 4-6. And then Bing, Somerset, a taste of their own medicine with a 35 first pitch at Maravidium. Somerset has been one of the few teams this season to only do 6 o'clock Sunday start. So now they see what it's doing. That one will get going in 3 hours. Meeting is brief as I imagine they'll try and work something in to get a double play out of Angelock, but he's not been a big double play hitter this year. Ground ball to fly ball ratio 0.7, and he's only hit in 4 twin killings. Shift on for the righty. First man, Dashbach knuckles it off of Angulo. That's the first base hit of the hitter is over, but Angulo is ruled out. Dashbach will take his place at first. Line drive to hit the run leading off of the bag. But no hitter is over. That is ruled at 3 unassisted. What a way to lose a hitter. Dashbach extends his hit streak to 6 hit of games. And now with 2 outs here in the 6th, Hernandez will bat. At least Bowie's got one of the two to climb. Now they need to worry. That's fortunate as Angulo probably could have third base. First pitch to Hernandez. High chopper deep in the hole to short. Backhanded at Thurman. Fires to first. And time. Hernandez was just late. Bowie breaks the no-hitter, but it's still another efficient for Chance Kirby. As we get to 6th, Bay Sox trail 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's time to get rich, flavor coffee beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of best and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday to Bay Sox is the best time to park. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dug out with Louie, play games in the introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable kind experience at Prince George. Book yours by calling 301-464-480 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the piping, pipe welding, or HVAC services? Are you interested in a career path you up for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these and you live in the D.C. area, the Stitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steams-602.org. That's steamfitters-sync.org.
Six here in Erie as the Bay Sox 3-0. It's not the best day for Bowie with three errors committed. They were being no hit into the sick. Myers bats. First pitch home for Griffin McLarty is called a strike on the outside. Nothing and one to start. McLarty, first full inning of relief, came on with a runner at second, or a runner at first rather, in the fifth and two away. He struck out the only he needed to face. Next pitch misses up and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. After Myers, Dylan Dingler and Daniel Cabrera will bat. Bowie. And he just needs some pitching to finish this one out and give us even the slightest bit of a chance. The offense hasn't been doing much. 2-0 pitch misses inside to... It's three balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2, reached on an error in the fourth inning. Three. Called a strike. High five, and it's 3-1. Again, McLarty came in the 15-5 win, so while he did give up a handful of runs, it didn't affect the overall outcome. He gave up a run on a size fly and a two RBI double to Dangers. The 3-1 to him here is a line drive to left. Myers has another extra base hit against McLarty specifically as it rolls to the wall. Into second base standing. Myers' hit streak extends to 14 consecutive games with his 16th double. Well, as I said, it Erie needs good pitching right now. Great that Erie is smacking the ball. Not sure that it's going to be 2-2 possible, especially in conjunction with the way that the offense has been playing. Here's Dylan Dingler, also 0-for-2. First pitch home, and you watch it right down Broadway for called strike. It's nothing. Dingler reached on his interference back in the second inning. Who out to center field back in the fourth. Second, no one out here in the bottom of the sixth as Boot trails 3-0. The 0-1 pitch. Miss in, splits the wickets, gets by, and Dula didn't realize it. Runner advances. That'll probably be a ball. Dula just stood there for about a second and a half. The ball rolled away. So now a ball and a strike. Dingler. With a runner at third, the infield will play it, looking for a ground ball to maybe throw home with. 1-1. Pulls back on a low and in breaking ball. It's two balls and no strikes. Or two balls and one strike, rather. Wow, they ruled that a wild pitch. I don't think that's correct, but what do I... Here's a late swing and a piece. Hit of the catcher on a changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Very threatening to add on one more for emphasis. Wind pushing in from rubber. Rarely see that at this ballpark. 2-2. Dingler gets up and in fastball. Landing it. Payoff. Rope to third. Picked up by Mayo, and they've got the runner in a run down. Feigns the throw and tags Myers just before he slumped. To hold up as Mayo feigned the throw, and it was basically a foot race to beat. Myers tried to out Mayo, but after that one little feign, and Myers held up on the run, was able to apply the tag just before Myers hit into the slide. That is a critical infield play by Kobe Mayo. He's been putting together some excellent work in the corner this afternoon. A five unassisted as Dingler reaches on the first out of the inning. Now Daniel Cabrera will bat in a different situation. Runner at first and late first pitch. And Cabrera wants fastball up and in for a called strike and one. Cabrera is popped out to short in foul territory back in the fifth inning. Struck out swinging on a 2-2 pitch in the second. Bowie trails 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-1. Line drive to left field and it'll fall. Picked on one hop. Kobe Welk brings back to the infield. Dingler again. All three batters put the ball into play against McLarty with two base hits. Now here's Trix. Switch hit, singled back in the fifth inning and scored the run of the game. After Tristan Lucas was in a decent position out of the jam with a flyout, Jun Navagato, he gave up back-to-back base two outs. This came home, and Louis not sense. First pitch into the pitch hitter, and Cruz watches a called strike. Fastball a bit out, but it's nothing in one to start. Now the question today now is going to be, what's the limit on Chance Kirby? 110 innings this season, but he's at just six pitches over six scoreless. The 0-1 pitch. Called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing in two. First and second. One away. Cruz hasn't hit into a double play yet. He's a double-A career, but he has been hitting it under the a little bit. And shortstop is playing close up the 0-2. Fastball up away. 93 from McLarty, and it's a ball now. One-two pitch. Poked back up the middle. Hernandez can have a chance. Who gloves himself to step on the bag and sends puck in time. Six unassisted, three double play the inning. And McLarty uses a little bit of defensive help to rip the jam. That leadoff double tagged trying to score. And as we move to the seventh, Bowie trails 3-0. Getting to Bay Sox baseball.
Deals at Prince George Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Box seat at the ticket office with a proof of and you'll only pay half price. Bring along furry friend on Woof Wednesday and it's happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud Light drafts with other beer specials here and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the so get your tickets now at basox.com.
From sprains to stitches, boots to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. And to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Ex-lab tests and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here. Patient First, the name it's.
Patient First, proud partner of eBay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Live Washington, D.C. Local always deliver the most skilled and trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe and well, you need the plumber Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit Local 5 Plumbers Board. That's local5plumbers.org.
Don't forget about the last fireworks season on Saturday, September 10th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. Should be a fun day at Prince George's Stadium. Seventh inning here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox trail 3-0. Work. Six scoreless innings, 60 pitches. First pitch to Hudson Haskin is out. Third base side. Got the shoulder of Kyle Moore in the coach's box. Nothing in one. 2-3 and 4. We line up set to bat with Haskin. Then Zach Watson and Kobe Mayo. Andrew Dashbaugh had the first base hit for Erie. Top of the sixth inning. He hit a single off of a base runner. Angulo was just in the path of the line drive toward first. It would have gotten the field, but Angulo was just in the way. Here's one pitch, and Haskin swings in a high fastball. It's nothing in two. 0-for-2 day for Haskin. Rounded out to short in the first, and then to third in the fourth. Bowie has still not gotten a ball out of the infield. It's the first pitch of the game. Dashbox ball didn't even get out of the infield off of the base runner. It would have gotten out of the infield, but physically did not. In theory, yeah. Here's the 0-2. Haskin watches high fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. The question, of course, is going to be just how long is Kirby given today? He's actually not gone past six innings a year, so if he can collect an out, it's a season high. Here's the 2. Haskin holds off on a high ball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Most pitches that Kirby has thrown in a start this year, 89. That was six scoreless at Altoona back in June. 88 in his last start against Harrisburg. 2-2. Haskin watches slider miss down and away, and it runs the count full here on the batter. Well, Bowie has not seen a full count day. Andres Angulo drew that walk in the sixth inning. So to have them here in a span of four batters, cracks are finally starting to show. Might be a little too late, though. The 3-2, and Haskin third, and it's past the glove of the third field to base hit. Now that's like it. Throw goes back, and Haskin holds with a single. He gets in back-to-back games now for Bowie. And they can really talk base hit now after Dashbach. His would have been a base hit, but obviously it's just that quirk in the rules that made it to where one of the runners was out. Now here's Zach Watson. Second inning today that the Bays have gotten the leadoff batter on board after coached on an error in the fifth inning. But the very next pitch taken out on a double play. Zach Watson tried to avoid that here. He's 0-2. Grounded out to short in the first. Struck at three pitches in the fourth. First pitch here is short, but it's off the glove. Workman's the underhand to second, and that's all they can... Workman is not this week at shortstop. He's already committed four errors. That nearly a fifth, but he recovered to get the lead four in 6-4. Watson replaces him at first base with one out here in the... Closed his glove to Workman. Into the front. So now here's Kobe. 3-0, Bowie trailed. At least they're finally threatened some. First pitch, and Mayo watches eye. Count starts out at 1-0, but I feel like threaten is almost being used generously in the game, considering the Bay Sox have still not even been able to pass first base. They nearly hit into another double play, and Mayo floats it out to center field. He's hit. Picked up by Pettos as Watson moves to second base. Now the wheels are starting to turn slightly. Mayo streak to a season's high five consecutives, has them in 9 of his last 10. And as Chance Kirby is really starting to finally show signs of being an average pitcher, well, the best pitcher in the Eastern League right now, but an average pitcher, maybe something with it as Cesar Prieto will step to bat, a very brief battery visit. I mean, it almost seems likely that Kirby will earn Pitcher of the Year honors for the Eastern League at the end of the season. Simply because the Wolves have played things well, and the Tigers have as well, and not necessarily promoting him too early. Though Detroit has had plenty of problems in terms of their starting pitching depth. They've kept Kirby around to stay strong, even though a well-working right-hander is 20 ready. First pitch to Cesar Prieto. His fastball misses inside. And a no to start. Prieto bounced to play on the first pitch he saw in the fifth inning. That ruined Bowie's first runner after the first batters were retired. That curves out of the stretch. Fires the 1-0 and it bounces in. Eats up some dirt inside a home plate and it's 2-0. Speaking of league pitcher of the year, haven't talked about it on the broadcast much, but it was yesterday that Grayson Rodriguez, the 2021 AA Northeast Pitcher of the Year, is going to make a minor league rehab appearance for Bowie in 2 days, on Tuesday, against the 2-0 pitch. And Prieto smashes it out to deep left center field. This one's tough as Myers runs back. He looked at the wall, and this one is gone! Cesar Prieto, a game-tying three-run home, his fourth of the season. He said goodbye, Chance Kirby, and hello to a new ball game. It's 3. That one bounced just right of the clean yellow line on the insurance arena representing left field wall. Prieto smacked it where it caught home run. If he was about 5-10 to his left, that would have been scraping double at best. Might have even been a single. But Prieto picks up his fourth AA home run, RBIs number 33, 34, and 35. And all of a sudden, it's 3-3. Just like that, Chance is done. The 12th home run he'd allowed this season ruins what was nearly a spectacular. He still finishes with a quality start. Longest appearance of the year at 6 1/3 innings. And he has a well-deserved round of applause. Bowie has suddenly made this game. They'll face off against her. We'll tell you about him in a little. 3-3, you're listening to Baseball.
Hey, Bucks fans, On the Green, Inc. is a sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. In this ad and receive a discount on your first or pest control service. Enjoy the hours this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit the site at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's get an On the Green, Inc., your lawn team.
best way to take it to Bay Sox games with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for you. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for group at unbeatable rates with plenty of suites, seats, and decks at all parks. Your group can eat their fill in unforgettable time. Find out more. Schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4882 or going to baysox.com.
We continue on with the top of seventh inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. A game that, to be lifeless, the Bay Sox is suddenly jubilant with life as Cesar Prieto smacks his fourth double-A home run, his biggest yet. A game-winning three-run blast off of Kirby to tie the game as Erie makes a pitching change in White out of the bullpen. Kirby's day is done, and it's a no decision for the right-hander, despite throwing five innings of no-hit ball before allowing his first in the sixth inning. Kirby has a season-high six innings on the books. He allowed hits, and three runs all were earned. He struck out, stalked only one, and allowed a home run. As Brendan White takes over, first Welk misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0 to start. Welk is 0-2 on the day, two strikes. Bases empty, still only here in the seventh, so perhaps a chance for Bowie. As the next pitch is swung on high, it's 1-1. Brendan White, though, taking over. 5'11", 185-pound hitter, 23 years old, from Mahopic, 26th round selection in 2019. Swung on and missed high, fastball 84. It's 1-2. White on the season, had 43 appearances, a 6-4 record, 0.75 ERA. 50-64 strikeouts, 17 walk, 2 home runs. The 1-2 is lifted in the air to right, not very deep, as Herrera ranges down about 5 steps and catch. There's 2 away. So now here's Manley. Also 0-2 with a strikeout back 6th inning. So the Bucks have taken Easton Lucas. Look, Lucas was the losing pitcherly after allowing all 3 of his runs in just 2/3 of an inning of... First pitch to Maverley, misses up and in a fastball, and it's a start. White is making his second appearance of this series. He came in a scoreless 8th and 9th. Very close save on the first. The 1-0 pitch. Hanley watches a called strike inside fastball, and it's 1. We did get a tying run to second base in that, but Connor Norby was left stranded when Cesar Prieto bounced into a double. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Hanley swings and misses on a high fastball. It's not an overpowering heater, but it's got just enough movement, especially laterally, that it bats constantly here. Here, too. Hanley gets plunked in on the shoulder. He tried to pee of it. Might have gotten, actually, his hand. He still tried to turn from it. The fastball just came too far inside, and now athletic trainer Blake Wooten will and take a quick look. Where was it specifically? Yeah, it was the left hand. So the grip test, I mean, Hanley didn't look too upset about it, as if he started running around and winging in the pain. It just hit him, and okay, it hit me. Hanley has been the weaker of the two magnets. Hudson Haskin has the traction in the batter's box. He's been hit one pitches. Hanley, that was his 11th hit by pitch this year, in 69 games, remember, and Haskin has played 100. Now Andres at first pitch. He swings and misses. At 93 outside, it's nothing in one. And Gulo walk in the sixth inning on a full count pitch from Chance Kirby. As we've got a 3-3 game here up of the seventh. Runner at first, two away. The next, and Angulo pulls on an inside fastball at 94. It's a ball and a strike now. Next offering, bounce to second, scoop between the legs by Navagato and sent it in time. 4-3 put out inning, the buoy gets it on. A 3-home run by Cesar Prieto. Knock Chance Kirby and ruin his special day. We stretch here at UPC Park. 3-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your care team providing professional or organized lawn care program for residential lawns. Our lawn care program provides ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results on the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest controls, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is specialists, base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employee Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services, orthopedic surgeons, nurse cases, a physical therapist, and more. All get your employee back to work, can costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with you or visit Chesapeake Employers at WC.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia for favorite Bay Sox players and your stars of the Baltimore Orioles Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and balls, all at great prices. Located at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com, Tackle Box is the only place to get best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box, Prince George's Stadium, and at BaySoxShop.com.
Well, things have got interesting here at UC Park. Under a light mist that's turning into a mild drizzle, that saw absolutely no offense from the Bowie Bay Sox their first six innings. The swing of the bat, 3-3 off of Cesar Perez's three-run home run, knocking for Chance Kirby out of the game with a no-hitter, and the Bay Sox are making another change. Griff McLarty is done. And Turch comes out, third reliever of the for Bowie. McClarty fired an inning and a third of scoreless ball. First pitch to Bryant Packard. Fastball misses up and away. It's 1-0. He did allow two hits, but again, no runs. Part to some great defense, including a double and a play at the plate. No pitch to Packard. Is flying to left field. Welk is running back the wall, and it's off the base of the wall. Welk bobbles it, but it didn't really make much of a difference. Packard has it routed into second base anyway. A leadoff double. The second Packard. Of all batters to start to run into trouble with, Bryant has been the most surprising, I suppose. But we really shouldn't be having trouble with him as he's still only hitting around the 150 marks. Had a home run yesterday, and that's his second hit. To have a leadoff double here inning is difficult enough as it is. It's the second consecutive inning that has led off with a double. Back to the top of the lineup for Andrew Navagato in the first pitch. Is knuckled, a floater out toward right field, and it Packard to third. Single for Navagato extends his hit streak to six consecutive games. And they're at the corners with no out here in the bottom of the seventh. Three pitches, and Tyler Burch has allowed two aboard to face off against this part of the Erie lineup. Gage Workman bats now. Tyler Burch, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hand over from Philadelphia back in 2021. On the season for Bowie, has 30 appearances. He's 0-5 at 6'7 ERA. Switch hitter Workman, back. First pitch to him is foul. How well struck that was, probably too difficult to go home with the ball. Had it been fair. It's foul, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Birch sets. Fires the 0-1. Swing and a change up low. It's nothing and two. 39 and two-thirds innings first with 38 strikeouts and 15 whiffs. He's tied with Connor Lopret. Home runs allowed out of the bullpen with 10. And now the 0-2 pitch in dirt. Kept in front by Andre Pulo. It's a ball and two strikes now on that fastball. Burch is making a difference in this series, and he's been Pepe's hits in both of his now. The 15-5 win, Burch gave up three hits in just one inning, putting a home run, a solo blast, to get Berkman. The 1-2 Berkman is swung on and belted foul left side, and the count stays. After he gave up that home run, Burch gave up two and a walk. That's his with two outs, but he struck out Dane Myers to end the inning. Again, but we had plenty in that game. This one is much different game here in the bottom of the seventh. First and third, still no one out. The 1-2 pitch. Swing, and I'm off speed. Day, and Workman strikes out swinging. For Birch to pick up his first at the two hits to open. That's the fifth strikeout overall Sox pitching today. But Meadows, who's perhaps the better of the day, hits a double, an RBI single in the fifth. First pitch to him here is a fastball. Just misses wide, and the count starts out at 1-0. Now Birch dealing with runners in scoring position. Kind of mid-range for Bowie this season. The 1-0 pitch. Right down Broadway. Nice change up. It's 1-1. 3-3 game. Light mist around a little here. The rain is never really heavy in this area, especially when you get this low-hanging overcast sky. The one swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. That slider crossing home plate with dirt around it, and it's a ball and two strikes now. Meadows. Well, Birch has made some excellent input with his slider here in the second half, and he's had some great outings with since the start of the 1-2. Bounce over towards second. Could be a double play. Sidearm to second. Hernai scoop fires. Got him! No, it's late! The throw was late. Run scores. Erie to lead. Fielder's choice looked like it should have ended the inning, but base umpire ruled the runners. As Hernai, high throw from Cesar Prieto, which went to the chance. RBI single, or RBI fielder's choice, I should say, for Meadows. And Bowie has to come from behind again after fighting so hard just to get to this. First pitch to Quintino is called a strike on the inside edge. One. I'm not sure. I think he was. Baez getting to it at the first for nine. But it was close. So nothing in 140. He's 0 for 3 on the day. Next pitch. Late swing, bouncer foul, third base side. Run it quickly to nothing and two. So now Bowie only has six outs to. Of course, they get to go up against the Erie bullpen. Had their trouble, but how long Brendan White deals is going to be the question. He's had multi-performances a lot this year. And Bowie hasn't had much against 0-2, is fouled off. Just a piece high fastball at 94 from Birch. Count stays at nothing and two. Each swing and a miss for strike three. Here he takes the lead after two singles to open inning. An RBI fielder's choice. It's nearly an inning-ending double play. Eighth inning coming up. Bowie trails 4-0. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesday, Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with approved service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. It's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Taller Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get it now at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility or a general contractor that is located in the D.C. area, there is no doubt it is important for you to have the best trained, most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 60 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-6.org.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow to document storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find out more about how we can help. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, ophthalmology made easy.
Eighth at PNC Park as the Bay Sox need to get it done again after trailing 3-0 for time, only getting one hit over six innings. Game, but have instantly lost that tie. First pitch to Andrew Dashbach is called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Brendan White continues to work as the 0-1 pitch is sliced foul to the right and two. Bowie should have gotten out of the seventh inning if they were able to turn the double play properly, but Cesar Prieto ball to second base just a little bit too high. That precious half second and allow first base batter to reach. As the next Dashbach is up and in, and that fastball hit. Home plate umpire is calling it. Brendan White saying that he didn't hit him. And now the catcher is arguing it a little bit too. But Dashbach is just headed up the. And now first base coach Tim is arguing with Dylan. They're not. I shouldn't say arguing. They're just kind of jawing about it. Not did, but there's definitely some confusion on that. White has not as accurate, and now here's Daryl Hernandez talking with Engler about it. Here comes Kyle Moore as base umpire is telling the Bay Sox dugout to be quiet, and someone from the Bay Sox dugout just got tossed. This umpiring crew has not thick as skin. That the umpire has no business being the first base side right now. What's he over there? I'm not even sure who got ejected. Bay Sox dugout. And now Kyle Moore is our chief and the third base umpire. Or might get thrown here. I think he wants to fire up the team as does reach safely to open the inning. But I'm still confused as to why the third base umpire is over on the first base side and throwing out players from the Bay Sox dugout. So who got tossed? Moore is still pushing. He's still in this game. He's taking his animated, articulating with his hands. Not said any magic words just yet to get tossed, but he is pointing that in the faces of the umpires. Plenty of passion. And now he's around. He's coming back to try and keep Tim DeJohn. And now here's Moore again getting in. Moore wants to be the martyr more than he would like DeJohn to be. Now, this is not a fine argument. Because honestly, I feel as if the umpires are saying I might have made a mistake here. Trying to say that they... I've heard this discussion, conversations with the coaching staff. That umpire crews here that admit the mistakes... But who was in the Bay Sox dugout is still a gym. And the first base umpire is now early pointing at the Bay Sox dugout. Bay Sox dugout looks very confused. And now Kyle Morris is hat down angrily onto the first base line, and he's been thrown. This is the most violently he has just seen season. Trying to get this team fired up. My goodness. Stop around. Pointing at all of the umpire. Very good reason. Now he's giving it to the home plate umpire. And the fans are encouraging him because the fans are just as upset at the World Series has been called. Moore kicks. It goes flying over in Al territory. And now the third base umpire refuses to look him into the eye. Moore is still making sure they know that they've messed this series up constantly. The most important series of season. They have constantly made them. This has lasted a long time. And it has built up over the course of this series. Something was bound to let loose, and it finally did. When Erie got a batter hit pitch, the argument was that the crew didn't do enough to cut down the Seawolves. The Bay Sox had a batter hit by a pitch. Erie up constantly about how they didn't correct call. The umpires didn't do it, and then they warned Bowie, chirping back. At Erie. So Moore's been ejected. We'll see, I imagine, with the intensity that he put into that argument, the umpire had him leave the field of play. Like this, the only exit in the field of play to the clubhouses is in center field. So we're going to have to wait for Kyle Moore to gather his things and leave. He's going to have to jog out through the center field gate and watch him from there. So now Moore will take the jump. Honestly, if I were him, I'd walk. I'd take a slow, slow walk. Who's been ejected? Now Maverick Hanley is tossed. I'm not sure if Hanley was the one ejected in the first place, but he came dugout, and the crew chief simply tossed him. Again, I'm not sure if Hanley was the one was initially ejected from the game. And the third base umpire, who again had business being over on the first base side, third base umpire has no reason being there. And he came over to argue with the Bay Sox dugout. Threw out one of their players. And now Hanley and Billy Facto are talking with Rue. So Tim DeJohn will take over as the manager of the game and go to third base. While Billy Facto will replace DeJohn at first base. And now there is one player, I think, from the Bay Sox dugout as well who doesn't have a John walking out. Is that Justin Armbruster? Yeah, that's Justin Armbruster. I'm not sure if he got ejected or if he's just leaving with Handley. If you want to look at this from a perspective, you can, because at least Brennan White has just sat around for around 10 minutes. And a lot of this, again, falls on Drink Crew and their inability to control what's been a tightly contested season. Both teams frustrated with the way that this crew has called the entire season. Tensions have boiled over because, and when Erie got antsy about a call that didn't weigh, Boo is punished. Daryl Hernandez to bunt on the first pitch, and it fouls off after the screen. It's nothing and one. Pitch, and Hernandez laces it to short. It's picked up by Gage Workman. He fires his one, back to first, and then it's inside. 4-6-3 double, 6-4-3 double play, two outs. So Workman, who's been a terrible shortstop this whole series, finally figures out how to play a little. So two away, here's Hudson Haskins. Well, I said it at the beginning of the series that it's unfortunate that Bowie has to deal, and he has to deal with this umpiring crew, the way that they umpire set series. First pitch to Hudson Haskins and missed high, it's nothing and one. Because they did not do a good job in that summer series, and both teams were upset at that one. And instantly is carried over into this one. Most pivotal series for the Southwest Division, and it has been managed by the three men just to manage it. Here's the 0-1 from White, and Haskin fouls it off to the right side. It's thing two. Haskin is 1-for-3 on the day, single to left, seventh inning. As the Otich is called strike way high. You know, there's no recourse for bad umpiring. If this series has been called, there really should be. Bowie sends the minimum to the plate in the A trail 4-3. You're listening to Base Sox Base.
From bug bites to burns, to flu, and bruises, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays last, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are for routine illnesses and injuries. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name.
Patient First, proud partner Base Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control service for all your residential and commercial pests. Call Pests Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pests Now. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Bridgeview. Everything from entertaining clients and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with options on suites, seats, and around the ballpark. Your group can either fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing 301-464-880 or going to Bix.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at UT Park in Erie. A game that has turned into a strict disaster. Something that I've never said in my career. Exactly what happened in the top of the eighth. The Sox only sent the minimum to the plate. And now 4-3. Bowie has had multiple personnel members ejected. Ties have been tossed. We believe Justin Arm ejected as well. As Rick Handley. And in the bottom eighth, it'll be Nolan Hoffman taking over in relief for Bowie as Tyler departs in line for a loss. First pitch to Dane Myers. Sidearm is called a strike on the inside edge. And it's nothing and one to start. It was an inning of work for Birch. He allowed 1-2 hits with 2 strikeouts. Nope. Next off is inside. Ball 1 strike on Myers. Dingler will follow and Daniel Cabrera after that. As the next pitch is pulled to short, scooped low by Hernai, side hits the first. 6-3, is one away. It's unfair that the most important series of a potential playoff so sloppily handled with no sort of put in to containing emotions over the course of this entire first pitch to Dylan Dingler is called the inside edge. And when Crew failed to do it once more and then decided to punish B for Erie getting locked, that was the straw for many of the Bay Sox staff. Pitch to Dingler is called a strike in the upper inside. So to catch you up, Andrew Dashbach was hit by a pitch to start the eighth inning. He would not stop arguing it. Bowie argued in 10, and the umpires decided to yell at Bowie for it. As Dingler bounces it to third gloves and from the waist, fires the first time, 5-3 put out, and away. As the umpires decided Bowie needs to be quiet, even look in the Erie direction, despite the fact that Erie was the one complaining. Dashbach not being hit by a pitch. They yelled at Erie. They yelled at Bowie, I should say, and then ejected a player from Bowie dugout. We believe it's Justin Armbruster. Not only did a player get ejected, the umpire that ejected Armbruster, that would be most peculiar. First pitch to Daniel Kopside, it's 1-0. The third base umpire, who had no business being way over on first base territory, on the first base side, came all the way over just to eject the Bowie player. Fastball misses inside, 2-0. And because of that, Kyle Moore was obviously upset. Had of his biggest and probably most arguments with an umpire this season as a high chopper finds its way up the middle and through for it. Not fully through, where it's by Daryl Hernais deep in the hole, but it hit. As Dan Cabrera singles for the second time today. One aboard with two outs. The third base umpire, who felt as if he had to be the entire scenario about him, then threw out Kyle Moore. They decided to throw out Maverick. And all the while, notes to Erie. First to Trey Cruz, misses outside, it's one to start. As Bowie trails 4-3 here in the eighth inning. They had to claw their way just to get back to a 3-3 tie after trailing 3-0 after 5. 1-0 pitch is fouled off, that's 1-1. Bowie did not have a hit until the sixth inning. And at that point, they had one hit. Never got a runner past first. The seventh inning with four strikers reaching safely. Haskins sinks and reached on a fielder's choice. Singled and Cesar Prieto hit a game-tying run. The 1-1 pitch misses outside, and it's 2-1. But for the umpires, who failed mightily to gain any rising emotions in what's been the most important series of the season. As the 2-1 foul to the left side, it's 2-2. Feel as if they should just start throwing personnel from the Bay Sox dugout right. Simply because their routinely incorrect calls have been brought up. The 2-2. Call. Innings over. Good frame, Nolan Hoffman. Hopefully that charged we up a little bit as we go to the ninth. 8-4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, braces, or Invisalign aligners, and can get the smile they've always wanted with our full payment options. With two of the competing orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with us. So get that amazing smile you deserve. RadSmile.com today and book a free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memory to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game in our country. Our stories, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also helps at Chesapeake Employers Insurance and other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes orthogens, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your OE back to work. Contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. Or connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWD.com.
Now Bowie's down to their lines here in the top of the ninth inning. A game that saw them have nothing over the first six frames. Miraculously fight their way back to a tie, only to give up a run in the seventh inning. They 4-3, and he is going with one of their best reliefs, Alvarado, to try and close it out. Brendan White is done. He's in line after a scoreless inning and two thirds. Did not give up. Did hit two batters, however. One of the ejection. First pitch to Zach Watson is up. Out toward left field. Gateman backs up. The shortstop is called off fielder. Dane Myers dives. Got the ball. I don't know what Dane Myers was thinking there. He nearly hurt. You can see skids, rows of dirt in the field from where Myers' cleats drew way through. Well, it's the first out record. Bowie is down to their final two outs. So now here's Kobe Mayo. A big piece of this series for Bowie. A 1-for-3 day with a single and a run scored back in the seventh inning. First pitch in from Alvarado. Pops it foul right side out of play in one. This is Alvarado, 6'4", 180 on 23-year-old right-hander from San Ignacio de Sabaneta in the Dominican, claimed off of waivers in 2021. On the season, he has 14-4-1 record, a 4.60 ERA, one pitch. And Mayo pulls back on an inside fastball. It's 1-1. 15 2/3 for Alvarado. 19 strikeouts, 7 walks. He's only allowed one. Has the 1-1 pitch. Strike in the lower inside corner, and Mayo stares directly at the umpire. Shea tells him he missed that call. The filters have started to fall off for Bowie, and for good reason. A ball and two strikes to Mayo. The pitch, well inside. Probably close enough to call a strike from the way the ump's been going. It's 1-2. It's 2-2. Alvarado has two saves. He's blown one opportunity. And Mayo watches. Ha! Pitch was called for a strike earlier in the plate appearance. The exact same plate appearance. Here's the and Mayo crushes it. At deep left field. Myers ranges back for the wall. He looks up. And it is gone! Kobeo says goodbye! A game-tying solo Heinth! And it's 4-4! Here's the season! Bowie's back and they've done it again! Alvarado's clone save on just his second cloud! A monster blast to the top of the arena! The Bay Sox dugout is fired up for good reason! And now Cesar Prieto, who tied initially with a 3-run home run in the first pitch to him here, is a fastball. That skims too far down and inside, 1-0. Third base plays in on Prieto, 1-for-3 on the day. The next pit, and he fouls it off back to the screen. Aldo is making already his sense of this series. He pitched up until now. He had a perfect eighth inning to go, has the 1-1 here. Ball to strike on the lower inside corner, and Prieto just puts hands on hips. I can't believe this right now. Prieto has a stronger will not even look at the umpire. The 1-2 is bent. Scooped up by Andrew Navagas. Sent to first in time. 4-3. And there's two away. Alvarado had a scoreless ninth inning. 5 win. He gave a single to Prieto, but struck out 2. Welk is 0-for-3 on the day. As he struck out twice, flew out to first pitch. Inside, waist high, and it's 1-0 to Davis Tavares is next circle for Bowie. He replaces Maverick Handley as the designated hit pitch. Misses up and away a slider, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Only the second home run allowed by Alvarado this season. Kobe Mayo as Billy made this his series 2-0. Inside, nearly. It hits off of the catcher's mitt and away. 3 balls and no strikes. I gotta find my blood pressure medication. The 3-0. Lifts it out to center, shallow. Melting down. Second baseman Navagado out. And it's Navagado. The inning over. But Bowie, once in, ties the game. Hello, home run by Kobe Mayo. And as we bottom of the ninth, Bowie will hope for extras 4-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deal at Georgia Stadium with weekly promos all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the proof of service, and you'll only pay nice. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And music to get your night started. It's a great time at the ballpark, so get yours now at Baysox.com.
Most people don't know team fitters. More importantly, you do and how much it impacts you. Moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to get electricity, to have heating, air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? These are just some of the things that we... Please visit steamfitters-2.org and let's talk about and bring value to you.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. Lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line shows following Bay Sox games all night long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, troupe musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is true, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 503-281-3361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Game, this series, noon just does not want to end. As the Bowie Bays come from behind a deficit twice with two massive home three-run blasts by Cesar Pereira in the seventh inning to make it 3-3. And a solo home run by Kobe Mayo in the ninth to make it 4-4. As we move to the bottom of the ninth here at Erie, Bowie will try for extra innings as they send out Hector Perez, fifth reliever of the day for takes it from Tyler Hoffman, who fired a scoreless eighth inning. First, Bryant Packard misses down and inside ball. It's 1-0 to start. Packard is 2-for-3. A double, a single, a run. As Perez sets, he fires the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball is high. It's 2 balls and no strike. Fun stat to report, but it's something that you discuss in tie games, especially in the bottom of the ninth, especially on the road. But Bowie in their walk-off losses, the 2-0. Packard fouled the screen, it's 2-1. Bowie has suffered 11 walk-off this season. That's Eastern League. If I'm not mistaken, still tied for the most in all of minor league baseball. Last time that Bowie suffered a walk-off loss, they were AAA St. Paul. The 2-1 half swing in the dirt. Appeal to third base umpire. He went. Home plate came up on it. They didn't appeal. Home plate umpire couldn't make up his mind. My goodness. Base is empty, no one out, a 2-2 count. Perez has been a sure of record in a walk-off loss season. But time is called. I think Packard got a little confused on the as well because the umpire didn't actually ring him up on the strike properly. So Perez had reset for the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Floated out towards center field, a base hit. A three-hit day for Brian Packard at 61 entering today's game. Something that you simply cannot have happen. Batters can run into good days. Bowie has needed to get it constantly today. For some reason, the number 9 batter is the one that has been giving the most fits. Back to the top of the lineup, Navagato, who's 1-for-4 with an infield. Navagato has 8 double plays this year. Pitch home, and he watches fastball miss, and it's 1-0. Now, Perez was the pitcher when Bowie's 10th walk-off loss. On August 10th, that was in the Akron, which they had 3 walk-off losses. Fastball called for strike. To the zone, it's 1-1. Of course, since this is Bowie's first road trip since that Akron series, they haven't suffered a walk-off loss since. But they're always hovering overhead. The 1-1 pitch. Half swing, went. Navagato could pull back on a slider outside, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Runner at first, no one out in a 4-4 game here in the bottom of the ninth, hoping for extras. The 1-2, fastball up and away, and it's balls and 2 strikes. That walk-off loss that Perez was charged with back in August, you could tell out of the gate he didn't have good control over the zone. Walk-off batter on a 3-1 count, and then hit next 2 batters with pitches to load the bases. 2-2 pitch here, swinging a piece. Navagato just bearings on to a low slider that was kicked dirt. Rolls over the right side, and the count stays. After those bases were loaded against his last loss to Akron, He gave up a single and didn't even record an out before allowing tying and winning run to score. 2-2. Popped up foul. Gets out of play. Count stays. Bowie has had some very strong pitch performances in this game. Even when batters foul off a handle of two-strike pitch, Bowie has been able to get much-needed outs. Runner still no one gone. The 2-2 pitch. Again a foul. Breaking ball down wide. And the count stays. It wasn't two strikes. Navigato flew out to left field to open the game. Now the 2-2 popped up again. Foul, right? That was the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Well, has a ball to give, though, so he can maybe try and feed him another slider in the dirt. See if he misses. Navigato has been a tough batter this season. For himself, after the sixth inning, he's hitting under 220. Another 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. With the slider in the other batter's box. First punch out for Hector Perez. Ninth overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now Bowie can fit in a double play. Don't want to focus on it just yet. Gage Workman is always a 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the fifth. He struck out twice. First pitch home. Workman watches side and it gets by. Winning run moved to second. Perez is spot there. And now a base hit will probably win it for Erie. So when goes out, has a quick little chat, switches up the signs now with position. But now working can try and win it for the Bay Sox, or for the Wolves, rather. Here's the one. Fastball inside, just barely. It's the strikes. Again, the fact that the game has gotten to this point, partly an abject umpiring crew. The way that the Bay Sox responded, at least something to note. The 2-0. Up and away. Fastball, Reno. As this crew did not handle the tensions between the two teams trying to find their way into first place. Well, the 3-0 pitch. Fastball at the knees. And it won. So no green light for Workman. Just count here. Runner at second, one away in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1 pitch from Perez in the dirt, 4. That runner is insignificant, and it might help Bowie more than anything. As Workman now becomes the potential for a double play. The runner at second is the nurse here. Parker Meadows up, and Josh Conaway will come and converse with Perez, who wants to avoid being dealt a second walk-off this year. Eastern League scores as we take a glance around the league. Somerset and Bingham still don't get going until 6:35. Still questionable. Portland down New Hampshire today, a 5-0 shutout. The Dogs won their eighth consecutive game. They're holding the line in the Northeast Division, making a big opportunity to fit out and head to the postseason. Harp took down Reading 4-2 to stay in with Portland, but they're still 6.5 out. Harrisburg, Richmond 7-2 in the eighth, beat Akron 5-2. Over, Meadows will step in. He's put it in play all four times he's stepped. 2-for-4 overall, a double, a left to second, an RBI single fifth, and an RBI in the seventh on a four. First pitch home. It's up and away fastball. It's 1-0 start. Now, Perez had issues with strikes in that walk-off loss to Akron, and right now he's thrown 20. Only 11 of them have gone for strikes. The 1-0 pitch here. Fastball up and away. 20 pitches, 11 strikes. Last seven he's thrown. Side. First and second, one away. In high game, bottom of the ninth. Bowie trying for the 10th. The 2-0. Inside, 3-0. You're going to have Quincy Naporti bat on in a potential bases-loaded scenario. Bowie might not have a chance here. 3-0. on Broadway for called strike. It's 3-1. I don't want to sound Debbie Downer, and I shouldn't, but goodness, the way it's lining up almost of the movie. This is a must-throw striker, which makes it difficult to Meadows, the 3-1. And he pops it up. Foul. Third base side out of play. So the count runs full. Meadows this season on full counts is only hitting 1-6. But he walks about a third of the time. Payoff. Bounced off as his foot. He can't find the ball by the mound, and everyone's safe. It hit off of his foot and fell to rest directly in front of the mound. Perez spent the entire time looking at second base. If he had just turned around and ball, he could have at least tried for a force at third. But an infield loads the bases with one out for Quince Porte. Now, Peason with the bases loaded is 8, but he has 6. And with only one, needs to get it out of the infield. The outfield, Wallow in response with the wind from right field. Perez sets. Home, and Porte smacks it out to right. Eventually, Haskin back steps, runs in, makes the catch. Runner at third, sets the throw home. It's on time, and they miss. Bowie suffers their 12th walk-off loss of the season. 5-4, the final. Back after this, you're listening to Bay Sox.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best view to see the best games at Prince George. You could save up to 30% on your selected from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, flexible exchange options, discounts, suite rentals, special access to the dining restaurant, and a free members collect your first home game of the year. Get your mail by calling 301-464-4865 or online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print. Printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-021, or find out how we can help you. DCA.com. DCA Imaging. Office technology made easy.
At Luminous Health, we want you to best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It takes time to get rich, full coffee beans from the lush mountains of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hop of the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest, best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Play the ballpark with Matt Sabatis.
Bowie suffers their 12th walk-off loss of the season, the most in minor league baseball, as they have to settle for a series split with the Erie Wolves. A game that had no business being this close when the Bay Sox charged into it late. The umpiring crew made crucial mistakes, decided to pick on the Bay Sox themselves and throw out many of them coaching staff. Recap this one and look around the rest of the Eastern League. Let's take you back in time. 46 p.m. First pitch came home from Chamberby to Daryl Hernaez, and Hernaez instantly field in foul territory. It was a good day out of the gate for Chance Kirby. He didn't give up a base hit until the sixth inning. He picked until the fifth inning when a rush on an error. Meanwhile, Hanifee had to dance around plenty of trouble, able to work scoreless. He was only able to go four innings, however, on 65 pitches. In the bottom of the fifth, when the base sent things over to Easton Lucas, though, Lucas ran into trouble. He gave a bunch of singles. Put it pretty simply, two singles with one, Trey Cruz and Brian Packard, and then with two outs, Workman was able to put the Seawolves ahead with a single. He flew out. Cheer, and he floats one out towards center field. He ran to his right, now has to run in, and this will score a run as the throw to home, and it's late, and it's bounced up the line, being backed up. Here comes the second run. RBI single and an error for a second run. Bowie trails 2-0. So two runs across there, and Lil could not get that final out that he needed as Parker Meadows drove in another. Here's the two. Floated out towards Rio, backs up. It's over his head. Here comes the run. RBI single for Meadows. So with nothing deficit, and with the way that the Bay Sox off looking, it looked possible to even get a chance coming from behind in this game. But the cracks finally form against Chance Kirby as he attempts a third trip through the lineup. Hudson opened up the seventh inning with a single. Zach Watson at first base with a fielder's choice. And Kobe Mayo singled to put third. Cesar Prieto, big for the Bay Sox. The 2-0 pitch. And Prieto smashes it out to deep left center field. This one, Myers runs back. He looks up at the wall, and this one is gone! Cesar Prieto, a game-tying three-run, his fourth of the season. He says goodbye, Chance, and hello to a new ball game. 3. So all of a sudden, things are looking good for Boone. Chance Kirby out of the game, but as Brennan White took over, he didn't give up a base hit and shut out the seventh inning. In the bottom of the seventh, as Tyler Birch took over from Clardy, Birch instantly allowed to double and a single to put runners at first and third. Gage Workman struck out and got a ground ball from Parker Meadows that looked like the inning, but that wasn't the case. Bounce over towards second, couple play, sidearm to second, Hernandez spins, fires, got him! No, it's... The throw was late in the scores. Erie takes lead. 4-3 lead there for the Seawolves and do it once again. And in the top of the inning, the umpires got in the way, thinking that they had more control of this game. And in reality, they should have just been controlling, you know, the two teams from getting antsy about each other. Instead, they decided that the Sox weren't allowed to voice their concerns about it being Bay Sox batters. Very interesting as they threw out three different personnel from the Bay Sox dugout. Bowie went down quietly in the eighth inning, and in the eighth, Nolan Hoffman took over and worked it. In the top of the ninth, against one of the hardest throwing relievers for Erie, Alvarado, Zach Watson flew out to left field to open the frame, but as Alvarado made his third appearance of the series, Kobe Mayo was able to tag him for one. It's a 3-2, and Mayo crushes out to deep left field. Myers ranges, feels for the wall, he looks up, and it is on! Kobe says goodbye! A game-tying solo home ninth! And it's 4-4. It's third of the season. Boak in business. They've done it again. So a poor game on a miraculous home run by Kobe. We've seen this story times, especially with the way that some games have ended for Bowie, with a tie going into the bottom of an inning on the road. Gotta be careful, and that's exactly what happened again. As Hector Perez came on, instantly gave up a single to Brian Packard and threw a wild pitch to put him to second before an out was recorded. Andrew Navigado shot and Gage Workman walked. Parker Rose hit a ball off the pitcher. It hit off Perez's foot. He couldn't find it. It was in front of him the entire time. He could have thrown to ace for a force out, but instead everyone was set. Loaded the bases with only one out, Quincy Naporti the chance for the walk-off. The first pitch, Naporti smacks it out to right field, potentially. Haskin backs up, runs in, makes the catch, runner at third tag. It's the throw home, it's on time, and missed the tag. Bowie suffered her 12th walk-off loss of the season. 5-4, the final. Your final box score, Bowie scores 4 hits with 3 errors and 2 left on. He scores 5 runs on 12 hits with 3 left on 9. Elvis Alvarado, pitcher, he moves to 5-1. Hector Perez is the losing pitcher, his second walk-off loss. He falls to 0-2. The game was played in 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a fence of 1,933. With a loss, Bowie falls back to 563. There, one game winning streak over. Bowie is 28-30 for the road and 19-8 in games decided by... With the win, Erie moves to 7-51. They're on a one-game winning streak as they're now 39-24 at home. Erie is 21-21 in games this run. Bowie is 36-21 in the second half, so we'll tell you about the rest of the Eastern League and take a look at the standings when we return. We're 12th walk-off loss of the season. Your list, Sox postgame.
Everyone deserves a green. Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted. Flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Duff, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile. So get that amazing smile. You just visit radsmile.com today and free consult. That's RADL.com for Rad Orthodontics, a smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Volleyball season winds down. That means I get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox foot kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Ready for the college season and the pro season. Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutsch bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobble for the first 750 fans ages 10 up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Panda? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free play game of Minor League Baseball, and tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.play.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Tip Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in down.
Thank you.
PNC Park one final time this afternoon. Another disastrous loss for the Bay Sox. Their walk-off loss of the season, most minor league baseball. 5-4 the final tonight as we take a quick look around the league. Bowie doesn't lose any ground to Akron, fortunately, as Altoona takes down the run 5-2. Hartford beats Reading 2. Harrisburg about to wrap up a 7-3 win over Richmond as they're in the ninth inning. Shuts out New Hampshire 5-0, and Merced will go toe-to-toe at 5. But at the end of this series, right back to where we started, a six-game split that Bowie and Erie are still tied for first, same as they were when Bowie got to town on Tuesday. What this is for tiebreakers is still slightly up in the air as the tiebreaker starts with a head-to-head series in the second half, which is now tied. Bowie and Erie don't stand for the rest of the year, so the second tiebreaker effect, whichever team has the best winning percentage or the best record over their final 20 games in the regular season. At the moment, it looks to be that these teams may be tied because Bowie and Erie, let's see, how did Erie do over those two games in their last series? Picked up two wins over here, as a matter of fact. So Erie does have the over Bowie in the second tiebreaker at the moment, but Erie needs, as a matter of fact, as you think about it, if these two teams stay tied for the rest of the day, Erie would win the breaker. That loss on Saturday to Altoona is what's ruined its chances at winning a potential breaker. Now their only recourse is to win the remainder of their series with Altoona, with Richmond and Akron, and hope that Erie can suffer a few more losses because tiebreakers now favor the Seawolves for the rest of the season. Two sides will not meet again, fortunately enough, as this series was much too, apparently too much work for the umpire to do their job properly. As we take a quick look around the Eastern League, the Orioles organization, I should say, Bill took down AAA Norfolk earlier today. Actually, I'm looking at a case ago, as a matter of fact. I was still looking at that preview series. So Jacksonville is just getting, or Norfolk is just getting underway with lead, I should say. They're scoreless in the top of the second. High A Aberdeen has a 4-1 lead at the moment in the bottom of the eighth. Elmarva just wrapped up a thing. They lost 10-2 to the Frederick Nationals. Bowie's back to work on Tuesday's Richmond when Grayson Rodriguez will make a league rehab start for the Bay Sox. Get your bring out your gas cans and be sure to stop on box 35. Bowie needs to go on a big one to try and get themselves back in thing for the Eastern League playoffs. He suffers their 12th walk-off loss of the season, 5-4. And that's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis from UPMC Park saying thank you for bye. Wish it could have been a better week. Do apologize for that. We'll talk to you on.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time. Another exciting broadcast coming. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.